because of the rainy days, and that's Weatherman, and it's all right, folks. Don't worry about the Weatherman, just worry about the weather. If the Weatherman's straight, everything's going to be all right at the Weather Bureau. It's 11:09. It's 11:09, folks, in the Diamond Mine, down underneath the Cheetah Rock.
Now, the call of the inner mind beckons you to the psychedelic vibrations of the Cheetah. Blow your mind into the world's most pulsating light show. Are you ready for the Cheetah? Can you dig Cheetah's Mod Mod Boutique and Psychedelic Shop? Held over for one more week by popular demand, LA's hottest new group, the Hamilton Streetcar.
Invisible people,
plus the out-of-sight sounds of the kitchen sink. Take a trip to the Cheetah, number 1 Navy Street, Santa Monica, next to POP. It's happening every night except Monday. Sunday night, a heavy special with 8 bands starting at 8:30 p.m. The Cheetah is where it's at.
I wouldn't worry too much, though.
Love is free, but sex isn't.
Don't look back. You won't like the view. And what about you, man? What's your thing? You talk weird. What do all those words mean? Who are you? Don't look at me, man. You're not real. It's all here. Love, rape, murder, dope, grass, abortion, suicide. Something for everybody. Now hold it, man. Don't close your mind. This is what living is all about.
Now and then.
The people who make Beyond the Valley of the Dolls come alive are the largest introduction of fresh young talent ever presented in a major motion picture. Beyond the Valley of the Dolls is not a sequel. There's never been anything like it before. If you've been waiting for something new, waiting for a film to shake you into the freaked-out, mind-blowing scene of right now, then come and see it, man, and find out why it's called Beyond the Valley of the Dolls from 20th Century Fox.
As I was just saying, after now 2.5 years of doing a fine internet radio program on Sundays, saying, you know what, even when I'm on call, I never get called out. I always find a way to not have to go to work. I'm going to work, folks. I'm only here for a couple of minutes just to get you guys started and see you off and bid you a fond adieu. I hope everything works well.
In the long run, you need some to trust and count on somewhere along the way.
Oh, dude, I felt so stupid.
Will there be someone that you can lean on come a rainy day?
I'm a gold medalist in panicking. And I think we've all witnessed that today.
Worry,
panic, anxiety. Yeah.
You spend idle hours talking to flowers who won't even talk back to you. If you want to bring it together, you can hide away forever.
Good morning, houseplants. Yes, it's wake-up time.
Hey, y'all, wake up.
Get up and go to work. Welcome.
I just look at Keith's face every week when I make the bad scat noises because I know that makes him so mad. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com here on heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. It's Best in Show. It's a hot happening. Everyone's hanging and banging, chilling and whatnot. Doo-doo-doo. Zadoo-ba. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. As I have already said, my name is Chris. I'll be one of the people here this morning, actually taking part in the show. I hope you guys enjoy my company. I'm looking over at my friend, my compatriot, my lover, my partner, my Keith.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show.
Yeah, it's very exciting. If you guys want to get in touch with the show, you can, 877-744-6405, all that great stuff, chat rooms, whatnot. Hey, look who's across from me. He's another little fancy guy who wasn't here last week.
Hey, Chris, it's Fred. Welcome to Best in Show.
Wait, Fred, wake up. It's okay.
Did I need to have a witty little retort?
No, but you could put a little bit more chutzpah behind that. Welcome to Best in Show.
That was good. Sup, everybody.
Also with us, the man with the plan. His name is Brown. Brown.
Hey, Chris. It's great to see you again. Welcome back. Thanks for showing up, Freddie and Chris. Appreciate it.
Yeah. It's good to be seen. And riding the ship and making it all happen, as usual, is our buddy Rob Kicks. Fancy. Yeah. So, Brian, I'm assuming that you were making reference to something when you were saying that thanks for showing up.
You were missed. You were your influence in the place to be.
Oh my.
was missed last week. You were working hard.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you that don't know, if you did not listen to last week's installment of Best in Show, about I guess 20 minutes before the show was set to start, I got called into work as the intro of today's show documented.
Freddie was apparently helping you.
Yeah, Freddie was busy. What were you doing, camping again?
No, I was away in Pennsylvania.
Camping.
So John Fogerty. It's better than camping.
For real?
Yeah, I heard about that through the grapevine.
Ugh. I couldn't.
He was good, man. He wrote a lot of hits.
I'm sure he did.
He wrote a lot of hits.
Yeah, I know. Put me in, coach.
Gave you his love. He sends his love.
I can't have anything to do with him. We'll go back to my all-time argument in my life. I don't know if Billy Joel, Meatloaf, or John Fogerty are worse. Oh. All three are the same thing to
Meatloaf
me.
Is definitely worse.
Yeah, Meatloaf is the worst of any of those guys.
I don't know. Although, I mean, you know,
Billy Joel's a close second.
Totally going off the charts of anything I was planning on talking about today. I was at a bookstore this week, and some flaming gay kid gets online behind me and my wife, and starts singing to the girl that's with me, "Will you love me? Will you love me forever?" While we're standing in Barnes & Noble, and I want to turn around and stab him in his throat. It was maybe the worst thing.
It would have been better if you joined in with him.
Will you make me feel happy? You know what? If I had any thought, I would have done
singing two-part harmonies with them. Oh, that would have been classic.
Hideous.
But I was wondering what, because I was in Pennsylvania Sunday listening to the show, and I'm listening to the show, I'm like, where the hell is Chris? It's like I haven't heard him in like 5-10 minutes. That's usually rare. Yeah. And I was wondering what you were thinking, like letting go of the show.
Well, allow me to start off the show by explaining what it is like to be a listener, merely a spectator of Best in Show, as opposed to being involved with it.
Well, it's one of your babies. It's like your third baby.
Third?
Well, you have one, like a kid, and then you got one in your tummy, and then you got this one, the show.
What's the best word for it? It was awful. It was the most painful thing in the world to listen back to the show and not be there for it. Not because you guys did, you guys and Vito did a bad job, which, by the way, big ups to Vito for helping out and jumping in last week. Big ups, by the way, I just said, because I'm really, really cool and hip.
As you raise the roof.
What up, dog? But no, it had nothing to do with that. It's, you know, I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I never find myself talking back to my radio and screaming at it when things are insane and happening that just don't make sense to me. Unless it's Best in Show. this is the first, this is the only place I was. And if I remember back in the day when Keith and I used to do another little show called The Brown Lodge, I got a similar comment back from Brian that he used to hate that he would listen on podcasts because he'd be yelling at his radio when things were wrong.
It really was. I'd listen to the Brown Lodge, and they would come out with just tiny little details of misinformation, and it would drive me freaking nuts.
No, never. There was never anything wrong said ever.
It was always just like little details that were missed, in the fire, and it would inspire me to write like a 5-page memo and email it off to them, like behind the scenes, and correcting them about. And that's, I think, where the science of brat thing came, because there was all kinds of like weirdness going out between there.
As Brian makes a reference to the old scientific analysis of who the members of the brat pack are, something that will probably never die and will always be a recurring theme on our show because we're current. We're current. Every member of the Brat Pack is now older than members of the Rat Pack when they died, but...
It's also something we'll never get around to doing.
No, we did it.
Oh, yeah, it's done? Yeah, we know who the actual members of the Brat Pack are?
I do.
Chris, did you find yourself yelling at a specific person more often?
Surprisingly, no.
Okay.
You would think, no disrespect, of course, you would think I would yell at Brian the most just because I would always want to fight with Brian the most. But no, I was yelling all over the place randomly. I was yelling at Vito. I was yelling at Keith. I was yelling at Brian. And not in a bad way, I guess. Because I guess this is what the emotions that you want talk radio to evoke. And get these things happening. But oh my God, was I going crazy. Oh my God.
The ride there, you get called to work. All right, it sucks. Oh, I got to go to work Sunday. The ride there, tell me what was going through your head knowing that you're leaving the show.
Well, the first hour of the show, I was actually on it on the phone.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. You should listen sometime. You should listen back. You might enjoy a show. It'll be good. probably not. But no, so the first hour I was kind of on the show. The only thing I was thinking the whole time was like, damn it, why can't I be giving hand signals when I'm trying to tell Rob, okay, I'm going to cut out and do this and do that so we know what to do. That was the only thing that was a problem. But beyond that, it was, right after I got off the phone with them, after the first hour of the show, they went to the Vanessa call. And I went on my texting on my BlackBerry to Rob Giggs and say, hey, Rob, whenever you guys want me back, just let me know, and I'll call back in. I'll come back in, after Vanessa's call, whatever.
You've been replaced.
Satellite uplink. And my phone never rang once. I was like, wow, that's it. I guess it's done.
No. It wasn't that. It was just that there was absolutely no need for you, so.
Sorry, yeah, that would mean done. That would mean done in my mind. So I was like, all right, so I guess that's what it is. And then listening back, like I said, it was infuriating. It was infuriating not to be here to yell for things. Such classic moments as Keith asking whether there's jumping, why can't there be jumping in the Olympics when there's like four jumping things?
There's actually none, actually. I checked up on that.
High jump.
The high jump is running with a pole and jumping.
No, that's pole vault.
Pole vault.
Okay, so what is the high jump then?
That's the one that Brian discussed in detail last week when you jump over with your back over the pole.
You do the Fosbury flop.
So you stand. So like I described, you crouch down and jump straight up in the
standing
air.
Broad jump stopped being in the Olympics in 1918. So okay. it did exist.
Well, I wish it was back.
But they're all jumping categories. Things like that just made me nuts.
High jump is you run to the bar and you jump over it. Stand there.
It's a pole vault without the stick, essentially. Okay.
You know what I hate? The triple jump.
Triple jump. That long jump. Like I said, there's tons of jumping in the Olympics.
I like the triple jump.
What is the triple jump?
Hop jump,
hop,
skip.
Skip, and jump.
I thought that's hopscotch.
Oh man, I love that one.
That is the worst event, the triple jump, I think. Definitely.
All right, then let me revise my statement. They should have tag in the Olympics.
Okay, much better.
Wow. Much better. Wow, Olympic tag. That sounds great.
Olympic tag, manhunt. Awesome. I'm trying to think what other things.
Olympic poker.
The other things that had me screaming and yelling at my radio. At one point, I'm not even going to get into Train Tales. Oh, yeah, I guess I will get into Train Tales. The whole concept of, I'll put it this way. Before I heard back to the show, my wife, who doesn't really listen to the show other than hears it through the walls of the room, actually let me know. She's like, yeah, you're probably going to want to brace yourself because Brian doesn't like when women sit with children on trains. So it's just like, oh, great.
Oh, come on. That's stretching it a little bit.
Well, you also understand her interpretation of it hearing it through a wall. Then I listened to it after that. To be quite honest, for the first time, I wasn't really, really that mad at Train Tales. I have a soft spot in my heart for preggers and for young mothers. or new mothers. But for the first time in my life, I actually think I kind of agreed with Brian in the fact that the woman should have put her diaper bag on the chair. And I'm making references to things a week old that make no sort of sense. I'm just saying things like just screaming at the radio. It's just an insane, fun, magical little thing to be a part of it.
I'm surprised you let go of it that healthily. I thought you were going to be very more, you know, a little more crazed.
We're 7 days removed. But that's why it's healthy now. It's no problem at this point. Yeah. The amazing part about the whole thing is I was not here because I got called into work, as I said. Went by the time I actually got to the place, I ran up and down in a building, like, you know, a couple floors to a sub-basement where there was no cell signal, trying to call people to work this thing out. And then I actually got to the piece of equipment that I worked on, and I basically typed four lines into it that the guys that sent me to this job could have done the same thing, and it fixed the problem. So there was no reason for me to even miss the show last week, but other than the fact that the guys who sent me didn't think to try a couple things first.
Doesn't that happen the majority of the time when you get called into work, though? Or not the, at least
not the majority.
A good percentage of it?
I'd say a good 25%.
Because I remember you complaining a lot, calling me on the way home from work, that it was an absolutely pointless trip that you had just taken. Wasn't there one on New Year's Eve, actually? I remember...
On New Year's Eve, it wasn't unnecessary because, to be quite honest, our buddy, our guildmate, actually wound up staying there for like another 13 hours after me. But I got it started. I started the ball rolling. I when I wasn't on call on a holiday, ran in, took care of something, and ran back.
Now, that thing that took you 5 minutes, do you then stretch it out to be like, oh, it was an 8-hour day?
No, I get 4 hours no matter what.
Oh, you get 4 hours just for a service call?
Two hours to and from.
Okay.
Dispatch, not including actual work time.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
What were the four lines that you typed, and how many of them were in Pal Talk?
Age, sex, location.
ASL.
Want a cyber. Now, see, I don't like to be...
Did you roll around on the floor and laugh out loud?
Here's the thing is, I don't abbreviate. I actually write age, sex, location.
Whoa.
I want girls to know like how I roll, but I'm a classy type of guy.
This guy can spell. I'm definitely banging him.
Well, I definitely transposed a lot of letters when I did it, but that's just going to be my poor typing. What am I going to do? But yeah, it was a really exciting. It was a great day. It was fantastic. I enjoyed it. And, in all honesty, hats off to you guys. I think you did a fine job of the show last week without me. Please never do it again because I won't be able to listen to it.
Do you really want us not to do it if you go?
No, of course not.
Do you think the show could survive without you?
That's a good question.
Yeah, sure. I don't think it should be called Best in Show without me, but sure, the show could.
How about Blessed in Show?
But anything else? If this show were to continue without Keith or I, it should not be called Best in Show.
Well, that's weird. We'll put that into band terms. Like, if you left a band, is the band gonna not keep their name?
Depending on who the founding member of the band is.
But say if
Guns N' Roses,
the two founding members,
wrong. There you go. That's wrong. It's 100% wrong that Axl's keeping the name Guns N' Roses for his new band with Buckethead and whoever else is
but
in it.
Isn't Axl the one who formed Guns N' Roses?
Axl
formed it with a guy named Guns that was no longer in the band when they became popular.
Yeah.
So he really shouldn't have kept
Wasn't
the name
it two
Guns.
Of,
it was no. Guns N' Roses.
It was an amalgamation of two bands.
I don't
one
think
of them had
true.
Guns and the other one had Roses.
Was it
somehow?
I think it's a combination of L.A. Rose and some of the guys from L.A. Guns.
I think L.A. Guns
Hollywood,
and something Rose.
Hollywood Rose. Hollywood Rose. Okay. LA Guns.
Okay. Okay. Who were the guys from LA Guns? Though they were still in the band?
I don't know. So what do I look like? Some sort of a book guy or something?
So if one of the founding members still stayed, it's still right to keep the name, though, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think it's wrong.
The
I think
Beatles.
Axel's wrong.
What if Simon and could Paul Simon still call himself Simon and Garfunkel if Garfunkel quit?
Is there an example of a band that kept a name after the fact?
The Beatles.
No, they eliminated someone. They didn't.
Isn't that what we're saying?
Yeah,
Creedence Clearwater.
Because of Pete Best.
Creedence Clearwater still keeps the name.
Yeah, we're talking about real bands.
No,
about real
Creedence bands. Clearwater Revisited is what they tore it under.
That's what they tore under.
What I'm saying, Chris, is after we kick you out, like, we could probably still call ourselves Best in Show because there's three of us.
He said if neither of us was
here. What do you mean there's three? There are two originals of the show. There are two.
Well, at least you got half.
Two originals.
We got
of
half
show.
Of the originals and two of the later arrivals.
Speaking of, I just want to bring up the fact that we've talked about it and teased it in the past, as long as we're talking about having the originals and whatnot. When this show moves to Thursday nights, when Best in Show moves to Thursday evenings, on Sunday mornings we were talking about how we were going to keep doing something. And that something is likely not going to be Best in Show. It's likely going to be more of a music show, because I don't know the availability of all you guys on a Sunday. I know Keith is available and I am. I didn't know. It didn't seem like anyone else was. I was hoping that we could call the show the New Originals.
Just, the New Originals or the New Originals?
No. The new Originals or the Regulars. One of the two.
Not the New Classics?
I'm thinking the Pink Lodge?
Yeah, could be.
Pink Floyd, by the way.
Yeah, okay, Pink Floyd's the name of the show on Sundays.
Sid Barrett named the band, and they went on without him.
Okay, you guys can do whatever you want. If you want to throw me out of the show and keep the name Best in Show, I guess you legally are allowed to do it, because there's no law involved here, because none of us own any of this.
Can you sign this piece of paper? And so, just
but
that
it, it would be inappropriate, I think, for you to keep the name without me. That's all I'll say.
So basically, we're calling one Best in Show, and we're naming the other one after another Christopher Guest movie.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. So, hey, man, I don't know. Brian tried to get a rise out of me there, and I think he secretly succeeded, as I'm secretly sitting here saying, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch under my breath.
I don't like doing the show. I don't like...
Me neither. Obviously, I took a day off. I hate doing the show.
I don't like doing the show without Chris here, because I like to lean on him.
Oh.
Literally. Physically.
Yeah, no, you guys don't realize I'm actually underneath the table. But that's why I never show my left arm, is I'm actually propping Keith up.
He's a puppet.
Keith, you felt a little alone last week?
No, I felt a lot alone.
Real? A lot alone?
Yeah, a lot alone.
Thanks, well, Brian.
Well, you couldn't...
Hey, I was here for him.
You couldn't...
No, I mean, if Brian wasn't here, I would have just left.
Could you do Best in Show, just Keith, in front of a microphone for three hours?
If I had stuff to talk about prepared, yes, I could.
Well, you come prepared pretty much every week.
Man, I'm going to say...
It wouldn't be good.
No one to bounce off of...
It's tough.
...is real friggin' hard.
Jeez. Chat room.
Back in the old days of the Brown Lodge, again, that I brought up, there were a couple of shows where I started alone, when Keith wasn't there and Runner hadn't gotten there yet. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna be all right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to rock it by myself. And I went through like five topics in 3 seconds, because there's no one to bounce off of. Yep. And I don't know if it's going anyplace or not. It was the worst.
You should do like 5 minutes of beatboxing. You know what I mean? Just waiting for her to show up.
If I was prepared for it ahead of time, if I knew what was going to happen, then I could do it. If it was sprung on me at the last second, like last week, there's no way. It would be a problem.
Here's an idea.
Oh, I was just going to
be prepared every show.
Oh.
Well,
I was going to say, here's an idea. Let's all do 20 minutes by ourselves and make it into one show and see whose is the best. Ooh. Who has the best 20 minutes alone.
20 minutes.
I like the idea.
I don't like the idea of 20 minutes.
Okay, or 10 minutes.
Half hour then.
20 minutes for us is fine. You 2 minutes, Brian a minute and a half.
Wow, Fred moved in rank over Brian? Nice. Jeez. Congratulations, Fred.
Well, last week I moved in rank with Brian with a different thing, in weight. Brian is now heavier than me. Brian is 205 pounds.
By the way.
203.5.
Since Fred brought this up, do you have a scale handy?
Handy? No. If you want me to run out of the room and go grab it and totally take everything off track immediately, sure, I can.
Please tell me you weigh less than Brian. Oh, if you weigh less than Brian, I will.
Oh, he.
I'm going to put it out there, Fred, that I might weigh less than you.
I'm 188.
Let's see. I probably don't then, but let's see.
He's definitely 188, I remember. Or you were 2 weeks ago, at least.
That's true.
Yeah, man. The big news is I broke 200. I'm fat. I'm a fat guy now.
Oh, you're enjoying yourself, though, at least. You're enjoying
yourself. No, I'm having fun. It's great, but I'm fat.
When Brian got on that scale, he got so bummed. He was really, really shook into his core.
I put my lunch on it because I was so convinced that there's no way that I could have broken 200 that I'll buy you lunch, Freddie, or you buy me if I'm under 100. I stepped up. I was 3.5 pounds over 200, and I was sad.
All right, so I don't know what went on while I was going here, but I got the scale.
Fred was asking whether or not I'm less than Brian, way less than Brian, and I told Fred there's a distinct possibility I weigh less than him.
Okay.
So I am going to challenge him. I would like him to go first, so I'm going to move out of the way.
Okay, this is an exciting weighing segment that was that we didn't know was happening as the show starts here. Because
so wait, are you guys standing on it together? I don't understand all this. All right, right now Freddie is standing on the scale.
Freddie is very excited about his.
He's taking off his shoes.
The prospect of getting weighed here impromptu. He's giggling. Everything's going on. But I guess you know what it is. I think Keith is very excited himself. Actually, and I just heard Keith Underwood. Wait, you lost 8 pounds? What the hell?
So Keith said you lost 8 pounds. Which suggests that Freddie just his score.
It could be my scale too, though.
Was 180 is what you're saying?
It was 180 because of the cocaine.
Just so we're clear, Keith has been on a pretty strict diet, and Keith has definitely lost a ton of weight. You could actually see it in his face. And it looks like he's a few pounds heavier.
10 pounds higher. I'm 190.
Whoa. You're 190. That's great, man. That is really good.
I'm disappointed.
Congratulations, dude.
I wish you. I thought last week you were going to spend the whole week just eating, and you were going to gain like 15 pounds.
I want to see what Brian. Look at how sad Brian gets when he steps on the scale. It's like his dog just died. Aww.
That looks like a 205 to me.
Yeah. Wow.
205. So, Brian, hey, me and you are the fat guys of the show. It's okay.
That's the funniest.
Well, the room is kind of tilting a little bit. Can we, like, rearrange this somehow?
Sure.
Oh, that is awful.
Anyway,
that is awful. I hate that.
I didn't mean to throw the show into a weigh-in, but it was something I was thinking of anyway, so when Fred brought it up.
You're proud of the fact that you've lost a lot of weight, and rightfully so. You look good. You look great. You look like $1 million. When I look at you on a daily basis, I get all excited at how handsome and skinny you look now.
What makes you happier, that you've lost weight, Keith, or that I've gained?
Be quiet, fatty.
both. No, it makes me happier that I've lost weight. But my goal was specifically I wanted to be, because I remember Fred predicted last year that I would weigh more than Chris by the end of the year. So I just thought it would be the greatest thing in the world for me anyway if I weighed less than Fred now. But now I have a goal. I'm going to lose 15 pounds this
week.
But
now that your goal is public, Fred will probably pursue fighting with you. I've watched Fred just get on his elliptical machine and go for like 30 minutes without thinking about it, which is ridiculous because it should make someone want to die. And he has no problem with it. Now that he knows that you're gunning for him, Fred, is that the case or am I just putting words in your mouth?
No, that's the case.
Nah, he'll have the munchies and it'll be over.
That might be true too.
Do you know when I used to smoke pot and not eat, I convinced myself that I was getting skinnier because I was fighting the munchies, so I was like anti. I was like dieting by smoking pot and not
fighting
eating.
The munchies burns calories.
Well, no. Why? Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
Yes.
If you guys agree with me, feel free to call into the show, 877-744-6445. That show, by the way, best in show here on Heroes Talk, HeroesTalk.com. So exciting, you know, a lot of weight talk that you guys are going to be going
through. Is Keith
really
on a diet, or is he using... Or is he overusing stuff that he never used to use before?
Are you saying, is he back on drugs? Is that what you're trying to say? I don't think so. Because I hang out with him, and I can only say think, because you can never know.
True.
A lot of my friends have been junkies and have fooled me, including Keith.
It's true. I don't even know.
You know, it's amazing that you could how people can hide. And you think you know, and you always think you know, and, you know, you never do.
Brian has an addiction.
That throat cancer is really kind of an unfair advantage, though, if you really think about it that way.
It's not the throat cancer. It's the chemo. It's the chemo. You notice he has no hair anymore.
Brian's been mainlining Twinkies.
No, just the cream.
I was just trying to figure this out. How could Brian be gaining weight? Maybe Brian stopped doing coke every day. Maybe that's probably what it is.
I could talk about this all day.
I let go after I started gaining weight, and I realized I could go one way. I could get back into the gym, and I could spend time there, get focused back on my nutrition, and be healthy again. And then I bought a PlayStation 3. And all of that just went out. All of it went out the window. I'm never going to gym again. I'm not going outside ever again if I don't have to. It's just
they should get that. They should get like a fit game. Yes. For the PlayStation, like they have for the Wii, so you could exercise in your house. You could do Dance Dance Revolution or something
Does
like that.
Does PlayStation come with a crane to lift you out of your house?
I love that. Wait, the best part about this is the dude that's 270 pounds is doing fat jokes about the guy who's 202 pounds.
I could definitely, it's increasing rapidly. I definitely have to keep an eye on it now. Like, I don't know, my metabolism has just come to a screeching halt, and I'm gaining weight at a rapid pace. It's crazy. I have to. I'm not watching what I eat. I just stopped caring. Basically, I don't care anymore.
Why would you?
You don't sound like a dude who doesn't care right now. You sound like a dude who's on the verge of a breakdown at your influx in weight.
I don't care enough to do anything about it long term. Like, I'll get hungry in an hour and I'll eat something. I'll eat way too much and it's going to be radically unhealthy. But I care about it after the fact. It's like a short term caring. Right now, I'm angry that I'm fat, but you know.
Has your girl said anything to you, Bri? Has your girl said, "Hey, you're looking kind of different"? Because I know girls put out those hints sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you can.
My girl knows that.
Do you need that ice cream?
My girl, no, she hasn't stopped me from eating at all.
By the way, it's being suggested by White Sprint in the chat room that you're gaining weight because your pooping has slowed down. Maybe you're just not pooping as much.
No, I actually still somehow poop a good like 8 to 10 times a day without fail.
And Vito suggests, well, at least your eyes are in shape because you're reading 7 books a day. That's what he has the skinniest eyes I've ever seen.
It's my gut is big. Like, I'm getting it, like, it's all happening on my gut, and that's pushing out my, like, I'm not thinking of pants anymore. I'm changing pant sizes.
And Jay Carter suggests, from all the PlayStation playing, your thumbs are in impeccable shape as well.
They are quite muscular.
You know what? The thing that drove me to lose weight was the fact that I had clothes that didn't fit me anymore, and I had too many clothes that didn't fit me, so.
Do you have, like, that one pair of jeans that you want to fit into again? Or that one pair of leather pants for you that you want to fit into again?
I fit into everything that I couldn't fit into earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Don't you feel good about yourself? You know, you could walk up the stairs and not be out of breath.
I can wear a size 36 pants.
Look at you, man.
Uncomfortably.
That's weird. Like, I'm still a size 34, and it's uncomfortable now.
Well, my stomach is still very big. So that's... And I don't plan on being able to lose that ever. Just because, I mean... Alcohol doesn't help, and being 34 years old doesn't help.
Totally.
You know what?
White-ass Brent in the chat room, or maybe I'm just grasping at straws here, has pointed out, has Brian been gaining weight since he started drinking beer this summer? And I have been drinking beer, like, in much higher quantities than liquor. Like, I had a six-pack yesterday, just sitting around having a six-pack. Didn't even get, like, not a party or anything.
Watching the game?
Watching my PlayStation game, yeah.
And you drink a sixer by yourself?
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Well,
now.
I was doing laundry and playing video games and drinking a six pack.
You're sitting like you're impressed with drinking a six on your own. You generally, I mean, that's not a major issue for you, no?
No, not for me, but it's Brian we're talking about.
Usually, I'm not drinking as. It used to be, okay, let me try a beer and I'll get all the way through a single beer and then I'm immediately back over to liquor. I enjoyed six beers in a row.
Yeah, beers are delightful. Beers are one of the most amazing things in the world. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, on today's program, I am not actually drinking a beer. I am trying not to enjoy a beer because I have taken a bit of inspiration, I suppose, from Keith, watching the pounds melt away, figuring that my biggest problem is the fact that I drink tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of beer on a daily basis. Like, when you say things like a six pack to me, that's just like, oh, well, you know, that's a light
a
night.
Fraction.
That means you're not drinking if you're only having a six pack.
It's a midnight snack.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, totally. Like, after going out and drinking, coming home, I should bang out a six pack before I go to bed, just as a person.
Like, you should. Let me just finish this off and then I'll go to sleep.
Look, it's part of my regimen.
Is that what you call a beer? Is a beer to Chris a six pack?
It kind of is.
Because I'll buy a beer and it'll be a 40. I'll tell my girl, oh, I'm buying a beer.
Well, here's the thing. I've taken it to a new level now, and I'm going to step away from the beer. I'm moving in. I've got some nice vodka with Crystal Light, the way like a gentleman should, because I'm training now. I am now looking to the skies, looking to the heavens for inspiration, the same way that Keith has said, sugars, white flowers, go away. I'm going after Fred's waistline. Well, now Chris has taken some inspiration. I'm stopping with the beer. I moved on to vodka. I moved on to lights. And this week, while I was on vacation, I went out and purchased myself an Athletic Man's mountain bike. And Chris, after being 1,600 pounds, is now looking to chug down the roads in a low-impact kind of way to lose weight. No, no, Deja, not an athletic supporter. That's not what I purchased. I'm actually bike riding, and I went out, got myself a bike. For those that don't remember, I actually used to do like a good 20 miles a day when I was down at my, you know, the 220, 230 range a couple of years ago.
Mopeds don't count.
Oh, Oh, all right, forget it. I didn't get a bike. I got a cab ride. No, I went out and bought a bike. So, like I said, I used to do 20 miles a day. It was a fantastic thing. I went out yesterday for the first time and thought, oh, my God, 20 miles is unbelievably hard, as I did 11 miles yesterday riding around. And this is going to be a daily thing, and at least until Tuesday or Wednesday, and I quit, and I talk about it next week while I'm drinking beers.
You're going to go out again today?
I wanted to go out before the show today, but I didn't wake up early enough because I was playing Warcraft until 4:30 in the morning.
What do you wear when you're on your bike? Do you get like leather and like assless chaps and stuff?
Obviously. No, I wear basketball shorts. I wear my Hooters shorts that have become somewhat famous in the Pal Talk room for. I wear orange Hooters shorts, which I'm wearing right now, actually.
You don't have any weird kind of like cramping or rubbing issues in your groinal area?
I did not enjoy bike riding. That's one of my least favorite things about it. I have to get one of those special seats that puts the channel down the middle so your bowlies can have extra flow.
Do you also have like a liquid holder, like you can hold like a liquid bottle, like a water bottle in
of course thing? I did. Oh dude, I went to the bike shop and I don't want to talk numbers, but I guess I'll talk numbers. I spent like almost $500 on bike and accessories for it, because once if I'm jumping in, I'm jumping in full force. So I'm gonna do it. By the way, Vito points out in the chat room that when I got back, I was sweating more than Fred regularly does when I got back here. It was pretty disgusting how much I sweat and stunk.
Have you brought Crystal Light and vodka on your bike ride?
Well, yes, that goes in my bottle at the bottom. What else am I going to do? I'm going to be. I'm not putting beer in it though. I'm nice. Dieting. I'm dieting.
Chris needs to go to rehab. He won't go.
Well, that's good that you're dieting, man. It's good. No more hops, no more barley for you.
Yeah, it's probably not going to last.
What about the food?
I know, it's delicious.
I said that twice.
Go get the papers. The papers.
Are you cutting any food out? Fried food? I cut out all fried food. I think that's the big thing.
Well, my next thing that I'm doing has nothing to do with health purposes. I am actually, I told my wife this week, I'm done with fish except for shrimp. Ooh. Because shrimp are just roaches, so I don't care about them. But I think I want to stop eating like salmon. I think I want to stop eating, you know, fish that do this, as I do a visual on radio. The ones that swim and squirm around.
Sperm?
Yes. No, that I'll eat like crazy. I devoured that at an alarming rate.
I thought he was saying fish that do the wave.
You know what I'm talking about, like fish that like...
Pop and lock.
That fish.
A fillet sort of fella?
Any sort of...
Non-shrimp
lobster?
Scallop.
You're not going to eat lobster? That is
I'm not
good.
A big lobster fan, man. It's more work. You know, it's not that I'm not a big fan. Shrimp is more important to me than anything. I'll eat shrimp parmesan every day. Shrimp parmesan and fried shrimp. That's all I need, because they're cockroaches. Who cares about them? So I'm pretty much done with that. I think I'm going to stop with the salmon and the tilapia and all that sort of stuff.
I had a little gumbo yesterday with some shrimp in it, and I was disappointed that there wasn't nearly enough. I'm not a big shellfish guy, but the gumbo.
Shrimp is maybe the single greatest thing on the planet to eat. I can't even take it. Like breaded fried shrimp. Oh, my God.
Relax. I mean, there's also steak. And right at...
I know, but for someone that's acknowledging that that's not a thing that people should eat, shrimp is the best thing in the world.
Keith, what else did you quit?
Shrimp either, when you really think of it.
They're roaches.
You would eat roaches?
Prepared properly? Why wouldn't I?
Cocktail sauce? Keith, what else did you quit? Just fried foods? Is that really what's been doing
fried
it?
Fried foods, any white flour, so no, like, and if I eat bread or anything, it's all whole wheat or brown rice. And
you look great,
and
man.
That.
Keith does look good.
And no sugar. Thank
good
you.
Good for you, man. I love good you. For you. Brian, on the other hand,
not looking so good.
So.
Well, I mean, you know, right after that gumbo, I had also, like, sat down to a plate of fried chicken afterwards, so I'm really not looking after myself too well.
Elvis. What if...
By the way, I didn't even mention that over in the Pal Talk room that our buddy P-Roll's talking about the fact that I've become a cyber athlete. Maybe that's what I need to do. I think that's been Brian's problem, that you become a cyber athlete as opposed to a real athlete. That's your issue.
I was going to say your bike is like a level 20 mount.
Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome. Bro, come on. Don't be silly. You need 40 to get a mount.
What if Fred and I got into a weight loss contest and it just didn't end? Like, at one point, it was 130 to 128 or something.
I wanted to be one of you is 7 and the other one is 5. I don't want to mess with you, Keith. You know that Fred would be the 5, right? You know he would win no matter what. Always.
I don't think so, because with Keith at his skinniest, I was never as skinny as Keith. At his skinniest,
he was
skinny.
He was the Barry Bonds of weight loss, though. He was using performance enhancing
substances.
Still, it suggests he can get there. He's been there before, even if he doesn't
use... I've been there a lot, buddy.
Even if he doesn't use the performance-enhancing vitamins, he could probably still, like his body has done it before, he could probably crack that whip and get down there again. Not that it's a goal.
He did crack, too?
That should be the goal you're going for.
Well, you got to mix it up. You can't just do dope every day. A little crack, a little coke here, there. You got to make a mess out of it. So this was the exciting week that I had. This is my my exciting diet that I've started. I'm ready to go. I've been inspired by Keith. And this was all part of my sadly ending vacation week. Last week, obviously, I missed the show, but that was the beginning of the end of my working. Was getting called into work last Sunday. From Monday until today, I am off. Tomorrow, I return back to work. And it was supposed to be the most relaxing, enjoyable week in the entire world, as all vacations are. And instead, I spent four of the past 5 days moving my mother from her house into her new apartment, along with Keith on three of those days.
Well, Keith helped you?
Yeah. You know what? Two weeks ago, I did. We talked about how helping someone move is the worst thing in the world you could possibly do. I think the worst thing you could possibly do is help your friend's mother move.
Yeah, of course.
that's got to be worse.
Helping someone move has got to be awful.
Yeah, it was. So that's what the majority of my vacation was spent doing, and the majority of my vacation was spent for Keith doing, was helping my mom move. Vito actually helped us out one of those days, too. It's just not been fun.
It sucks, because I was so looking forward to relaxing on your vacation.
It was awful. I came into my vacation with the plans of just like... This is embarrassing to say out loud as an adult. Getting level 70 in Warcraft. Getting two pieces of purple gear from doing Battlegrounds. You know, this is all stupid Warcraft.
Ruining your liver.
Well, I did do that. I didn't stop drinking beer up until... actually, I had beer yesterday. I didn't stop drinking beer up until this morning.
That's where you rode the bike to the beer store.
Right, obviously. Yeah, it was very exciting. It was very exciting stuff and awful. But I moving the whole week and beering a little bit. Like, you know, it was supposed to be a week I was going to relax and vegetate and play Warcraft and hang with my daughter. And instead, I moved boxes over and over and over again.
Did your mom try to slip you like a $20 bill, $50 bill for helping you, Chris?
I should be so lucky.
How about Keith? Did she slip Keith a VO?
No, that great story actually about that. No, Keith, my mom didn't give anything to Keith, although I think she's planning on taking me, myself and my wife, as well as Keith and his wife out to dinner as a thank you for it. I think she might have already forgotten about it, knowing her, because I think she needed to get a pedicure done yesterday, I don't know if she remembers anything. Because I guess pedicures are now memory inhibitors for some reason.
Pizza. That'd be a standard fare. Here's a large pizza or two of them.
The day when it was Keith and Vito and I, like maybe an hour into it, I said to my mother, you know that when you get guys to move, you have to have pizza and beer here. Those are the two things you're supposed to have. Oh, well, I didn't have time to get it. Sorry. I'll get it next time.
Then I don't have time to help you move then, Mom.
And then next time came and it was Keith and I. And I said, you know, I'm noticing there's no pizza or beer here. I've noticed. Oh, sorry, I forgot. And then the third day with Keith and I there is when my grandmother says, do you want us to order a pizza or something for you guys? And I was just like, no.
Grandmother knows.
Obviously. She's an old Italian woman. She knows what's going on. Actually, it doesn't make a difference what she is. She's my grandmother. She's the best.
I think that's standard American. It might even be worldwide recognized. That's how it's done. Someone helps you, you get them a pizza.
Pay for lunch or lunch.
You get some beer.
When I moved into my apartment here, Fred's brother, Chaz the Dazzler, helped me move in here. And at like 10:30 at night, I finally got around to getting the pizza and beer. I had it as like, it was the carrot at the stick at the end of the move. Like, no, I'll get the pizza and beer later, guys. Don't worry.
Precisely. Well, you can't get in the beginning because then everyone's lethargic and drunk. They're breaking stuff.
To be quite honest, I wasn't even thinking. I was scrambling. And then I realized, like, holy crap, it's been like 13 hours of moving and I had beer, of course, in the house, but we hadn't gotten any food.
I see your priorities are straight.
Well, obviously.
Well, I didn't have my clothes or underwear unpacked, but I had beer.
But Chris did buy me dinner one of those nights, so.
That's good.
So,
well, that's...
Salad.
That's the great thing. So, like I said, in addition to all this, since my mom hadn't gotten pizza and beer for us on one of the nights, I figure, hey, on the way home, Keith, while I'm driving you home, we both decided we were going to get this one particular, this Mexican restaurant or Mexican fast food restaurant by us. Not quite Taco Bell, but there's a local
Chinese
place
taco.
Called Moe's. No, no, not Chinese Taco, Moe's.
Yeah, Moe.
It's, but, you know, just like southwestern Mexican whatever, blah, 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 burritos and not whatnot. So we decided to go there, and I say, hey, you know what? Since my mom hasn't done the right thing yet, please allow me to do the right thing. Let me pay for dinner for you and your wife tonight. I'll buy. And we go to Moe's. He got himself, like, this skinny guy, by the way, got like 10 burritos for himself. I don't even understand how he eats as many burritos as he does.
Oh, you were buying.
Well, obviously. Oh, maybe that's right. Maybe that was for the week. Maybe he cuts them in quarters.
Keith is on a diet when he's paying for it, basically, is what it comes down to.
I didn't even think of it that way. But it was amazing to me that Keith orders two burritos from this place that I can barely eat one of.
Really?
I can barely eat a full Moe's burrito, and he eats two of them without thinking about it. And
whole wheat tortillas.
I understand. I know. I forgot.
And a large Diet Coke.
Fat-free sour cream.
Actually, I bought a little bottle of portable wine. Portable. As opposed to the wine you can't
take. Travel wine. It's travel
wine. The wine in a box.
But it was. It really blew my mind. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to criticize because he obviously is doing something right. He's losing weight. It just blew me away that he was able to order two.
He's binging and purging.
As Fred does the finger in the throat vomit hand signal from across the table. He obviously.
You ever watched Different Strokes? You ever watched Different Strokes when the sister eats a whole birthday cake?
When and Dudley got touched by the guy in the bike shop?
No, she eats a whole birthday cake and then goes to the bathroom and throws it up. That's what Keith's doing.
Hey, man, it's working. If that's what you're doing, keep going for it.
Yeah, suggest you guys try it as well.
But so we go to Moe's. We order our food, whatever. He gets his food. I get stuff for me and my wife. You know, he gets 15 burritos. I get two for me and my wife, you know, like people do. And he's going over the register, and he pulls out his card. And I'm like, no. I got it, bro. And then I reach into my wallet, and my credit card's gone. ATM card, debit card, credit card, whatever. Is missing from my wallet. I run out to the car. It's not in the car.
Oh.
I come running back in and say, hey, Keith, I hope you can cover for all of us for your 15 plus my two. Yeah. So it went from us going to grab something to eat and then me trying to do a nice thing and surprising, hey, I'll pay, to, hey, you're paying for me.
Chris, I bet you anything, Keith is like, Chris, this mother effer has his credit card. He's thinking that it's missing, and now he's going to make me pay for this damn meal.
I don't think that he would believe that I would have went through that whole process, but I do believe someplace in the back of his mind, or maybe even in the forefront of his mind, he's like, son of a bitch, I got to pay for two extra burritos and nachos? What the hell?
Well, did you look closely? Perhaps Keith paid with your credit card?
You know, I probably should have. I probably should have.
I did tell him in the car when he was calling to see if there were any charges on the card. I said, if there was one at Moe's, just ignore it because that happens sometimes.
But in your mind, did it bother you at all? Did you get even a little bit of a crap, I got to pay for this? Not
no.
mad. Disappointment?
No.
Depression?
No.
Suicide.
Well, I did commit suicide.
Did you commit suicide because
four times, actually.
Keith never...
One for each burrito.
You didn't think he was pulling your leg just a little bit?
No.
Even in the beginning?
No, I'd love to go with it and say yeah, but no.
Well, the best part about the whole thing is when we go through the whole thing, I call to the bank and say, hey, whatever, blah, 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 I lost my card. They tell me, oh, yeah, a bodega owner called a couple hours ago to let us know that you walked out of the store and left your card here when you... bought the beer that your mom wasn't supplying. I can't believe the bank knew that my mom wasn't supplying the beer. But they say, yeah, when you went to go get the beer that was supposed to go with the pizza that your mom didn't get for you, that's where you left your credit card behind. And since he called and let us know, we stopped your card. So I lost my credit card, and it was awesome.
You know how to solve that? Pay for it in cash. Stop being ridiculous. Go to a bodega and
ridiculous?
Buy beer with cash.
Ridiculous?
Yeah.
Except I spent $22. I didn't buy a 40. I spent $22.
22 is on the bleeding edge, but yeah, I would.
No, it's
would,
not. You know what? I have a card, and I'm going to use it wherever the hell I want.
Chris,
screw you, and I hope you're behind me, and I'll sit there and give you the finger the whole time and say, "Leave, ass." I wanted to say "hole," but I didn't. I didn't curse. I kept them as two separate words. It's not explicit.
If American Express said you need to get a tattoo,
ooh, not American Express. I have 40 grand in debt with those
well,
guys.
That's, well, that's
used to
why
be 50. It used to be 50, mind you.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
That's why I'm asking. If American Express said you need to get a tattoo on your forehead of an American Express logo and your debt is completely done, would you do it?
What is it again? Say the number. Again.
American Express calls you, says we know you're $40,000 in debt. You get a tattoo on your forehead of the American Express, like, you know, Roman guy, whatever the you know it is. You wouldn't get it on your forehead for $40,000 in debt. It's cleared. You couldn't do it?
No.
Forearm.
Oh, sure.
You can do it anyway.
Any place else on my body, fine. Any place that's not ridiculous. I'm not going to, like, the woman who got the Golden Palace tattoo on her face. I can't do that.
How about your entire back is a credit card?
I think that'd be kind of funny. Wait, holding. Do I have to pay for the credit card? Or do I have to pay for the tattoo?
No, they'll pay for it.
Oh, sure. No problem.
And it's actually a working credit card. Like, you can scan it and, like, it actually works.
They put a magnetic strip in my back.
Yeah. Wait. So if you can get rid of $40,000 in debt by getting a tattoo on your back, the deal breaker is if you have to pay for the tattoo.
Yeah. On your American Express card, you got to pay for it.
It's a back piece. It's probably going to be like, that could be like $800, $900, maybe even more, $1,500.
But that's a lifetime of paying them. You know, you're not paying them $40,000. You're paying them more like $120,000.
Yeah, okay.
So
they fronted me. What am I going to do?
That's true.
What are you going to come and break your ankles?
I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. I got myself into debt, and I'm doing a job of getting out of it. Like I said, I've chewed down my debt by $10,000 over the past 6 to 7 months. So,
that's
thank
good.
You. You're gonna... Thank you. I appreciate that you think it's good.
That's some kind of scarlet letter, though.
Oh, yeah.
The Amex logo.
The Amex Roman of shame that you put on your back.
Imagine if that's what people start doing, if that's what the credit card companies start doing. Tattooing people, suddenly you know those people like were in debt before. And you see a credit card logo on somebody, it's like, oh yeah, they must have been $100,000 in debt.
That would be an interesting form of...
I'm sorry, guys. I just got told by our buddy P-Roll in the chat room saying his friend got locked up for credit card fraud that he spent $10 million on cards in 3 years.
On what? On cards in 3 years? Wow.
He's saying massive parties, but being suggested by Deja that he bought a football team. Vito suggesting he bought yachts that had celebrities already on them.
That's insane. That is a lot. That's a lot.
That's insane.
But 40 is a lot too, man. Don't kid yourself.
It was 50. It was 50. Don't downplay me.
But how did you wind up? How did you get that $10,000 off? In what span? In a year? You got that $10,000 off?
About 7 months.
7 months?
Good. 7 months, man. Paying about $1,500 a month.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you make an agreement with them?
Nope.
Because my card that's really in debt, it's not that much, but they made an agreement. They lowered the percentage and they made a minimum payment that I could handle every month, and it's starting to come down finally. But
I'm paying $1,500 a month for like 7-8 months now. So that doesn't make sense. How could it be down that low?
Interest that interest.
No, it should be higher. I shouldn't be down to 40.
I
have to check the numbers. I
made a mistake.
Numbers. I did. Either way, my numbers are going down. It's great.
Well, that's good. Good for you, man.
Keith's.
Wait, your credit's going down.
Oh, see, now I got to try to get mine down before his.
It's all a competition for you.
That would be an interesting form of punishment, though. Like if to avoid jail, you could put like
If you could do anything.
Thief on your head.
Ooh, thief.
No, it wouldn't be for murder, but like...
If you could do anything to get out of jail, you'd do it. No matter what. Cut off a limb, you'd do it.
To get out of jail?
Within reason. We've had this discussion on our show.
Would you get raped by a dude to get out of jail? Because you're going to get raped by a dude in jail.
But it would only be once.
It would be once, exactly. And you'd probably like it.
I would probably kill myself before I would go to jail.
You're going to debtor's prison, but the alternative is put a credit card on your forehead and a tattoo. Do you do it?
It's not a matter of principle. It's a matter of jail is the single scariest place in the world.
I didn't say principle. I said you're going to debtor's prison, let's say, instead of you having to pay.
What is debtor's prison?
It's a figment of somebody's imagination.
Okay, that's why I didn't understand what you're saying.
You're in debt and you're going to jail for it. And in order to get out, you put a tattoo on your forehead of an American Express card.
What kind of prison is it?
Female.
I think you just go to you'll just be going to a regular jail.
Yes, I get a tattoo on my forehead.
Wow. What if you could go to a female prison for 2 years as an inmate or get the tattoo on your head?
All right, I'll go to jail. What am I going to do? I got to suffer the consequences. I got to pay my debt to society.
Ladies, I'll be here.
What the Amex?
Is your debt American Express too, Keith? Or is it, what is it, MasterCard, Visa?
That's Visa.
Your Frederick's
you
Hollywood card?
Yeah, it's a Visa card.
So. Visa, yeah. Mm-hmm. And how much are you in?
Rather not say.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. It's gone from 18,000 to 17,000.
Well, that's good.
Good for you. Good for us all.
17-6, actually.
I don't know.
You guys are all grown up now.
I don't know how we got into all monies. I hate money talk. Honestly, it gives me chills. It makes me uncomfortable. I want to relax. I want to be on vacation. I want to be chill. I want to be cooling out. I want to be, you know, relaxing. Instead, I'm concerned about how much money I owe to who. I'm worried about moving stupid things all over the place.
You owe $40,000 and you're buying a mountain bike for $2,000.
Well, yeah, obviously. I'm not going to be able to pay for gas. That's true. Yeah, what am I going to do? Speaking of, as long as we're talking about gas, my car, maybe $1,100 worth of repairs. Ooh. Over my vacation. I didn't have a car for 75% of my vacation.
That sucks.
I got a new fuel pump in it. It was went to the shop, brought it home. It was leaking gas, brought it back to the shop, brought it home. It's working now. Everything's fine. Up until last night when I'm on the phone with Rob Giggs and I'm noticing the check engine light goes on and smelling burning coming from my engine, so it's going back again after spending $1,100. So that was a lot of my vacation, enjoying some of that. Enjoying I don't know, my phone constantly ringing from people who know that my voicemail says to call them instead of to call me.
Yeah.
You know, they're calling me for help during it. Not even just one person. I got calls from a lot of people. It was just awesome. It was just really a good time. I enjoyed that.
So when you go on vacation, you need to go away, dude. You can't stay at your house on vacation. You need to get
but to
away.
To me, this is what a perfect vacation is. Dude, really? I got $40,000 in debt. That's I can't afford to go anyplace. I like to just chill. I want to play video games and hang with my daughter. That's the thing that bums me out more than anything. We had like we were going to like the Liberty Science Center and this museum and going to this and doing all stuff with my kid the whole time. And I moved boxes the vast majority of the vacation. I didn't get to do any of the fun stuff I wanted to do with my kid at all, except for go to the bookstore a couple of times. And she had a great time at the bookstore both times we went.
I don't know, sir. I just want to hang with my daughter.
Exactly. That's all I ever wanted to do.
I'm with Chris, though. Like the perfect vacation is just time off and being at home and doing nothing, having nothing planned. And just taking it easy.
Agreed.
And just I don't even, I mean, okay, spur of the moment, let's go to this museum or whatever if you decide you want to take your daughter there. But just having nothing to do regularly. And if it's sitting around playing games or just sitting around watching TV or sitting around looking at a friggin' wall would just be the perfect vacation for me.
My wife actually said at least one day of your vacation, you actually have to do literally nothing. Not your computer, nothing. Just lay there and chill out. And I didn't do that either.
You didn't do that either?
My girlfriend's always scheduling like places to go for vacations. And, you know, I go around. She likes to travel, so I end up going around with her. And you can't travel and relax. Rarely do you get into a situation where you can go on vacation and travel somewhere and wake up at 2 o'clock. You can't wake up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to wake up at 8 a.m. and go do something that's scheduled for that day to see something in that other town that you're in. And it's just ridiculous.
I have a vacation coming up in 3 weeks, and every year I go to a beach house. That's actually, for various reasons, not happening this year. So I'm actually looking very forward to the problem is, like you said, Brian, my wife also had taken that week because we were planning on going away. So now I know I'm just going to be lined up for, like, the lamest things in the world to do.
I forgot to mention to you, my dad is also moving that week. So you do actually have something to do that week.
What, Keith, your girl's just going to have you doing all this crazy stuff, like she's going to Museum of Natural History and stuff
like
that? Oh, see,
that I would like to do. I'm kind of a nerd, but she I don't know, like, oh, let's go roller skating or something stupid like that. It's going to be, you know.
It's athletic.
Like,
it's cool. By the way, Brian, I forgot to mention to you, our buddy Brick Savalon is pointing out in the chat room, the next time that your girlfriend is trying to come up with vacation getaways, convince her to go to a country where it's legal to kill your wife/girlfriend. It'll be a lot more fun
country,
for you.
Where's that country? Fantasyland?
I hope you rent 2 seats when you're on that airplane, Brian, for that weight problem.
Mean-spirited. So all in all, I guess it was you know, not thinking about work for a week is kind of cool for the most part. I mean, I got a couple of calls, but nothing major. Not thinking about work was cool enough. Moving sucked. I still my batteries are recharged. So everything's going to be fine, and I'll be able to relax and chill. I spent a lot of time at the mall.
You'll be able to chillax.
And by a lot of time, I mean one day.
You go to Tape World at the mall?
I used to work there.
I used to always hear the greatest songs coming out of Tape World.
That's because I worked there.
Like, you know, Two of Hearts, you know.
Two of Hearts. Nice one. Hey, Donna, are you on the phone today? Susie Q songs are playing. And I can't think of something that rhymes. I'm out of practice. I had a week off. I'm like, give me a week to get my legs back. I'm sorry. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, good morning. You know, it's funny that you were talking about vacation ideas because I've got one for you. With all the buzz about Beijing hosting the International Olympic events this summer, we've neglected to talk about another major international event that happened this month, SwingFest 2008, the world's largest swingers party and alternative lifestyle convention.
Hot.
5,000 couples from around the world descended upon the Westin Diplomat Resort in Hollywood, Florida, for 4 days and three nights of nonstop swinging parties and events. Not to be confused with cheating, the swinging lifestyle, according to the event coordinators, is defined as non-monogamous sexual activity treated much like any other social activity that can be experienced as a couple. Proponents point out that unfaithfulness is the most painful experience that can be inflicted on a marriage, and yet 70% of married men and 60% of married women have had affairs. 2 out of every 3 marriages end in divorce. Monogamy, they claim, is anachronistic and difficult, and when a committed couple decides together to live out their fantasies, it makes a marriage stronger. A couple that can openly discuss and indulge their sexual fantasies might actually be happier, and in theory, suspicion and lies are unnecessary when extracurricular sexual activities are done in front of your partner. So if you'd like to hook up with strange married ladies while watching your wife get banged out by some dude, Hollywood, Florida, next summer, SwingFest 2009. I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
Where was SwingFest 2008? We missed out on this year's at the same place every year.
It happened this month, and it got swept under the rug by many other August events.
Oh, that's a shame.
Staten Island.
Stupid Olympics. I can't believe it was actually downstairs. It was actually in my own house, my old landlord before Vito moved in.
It was in this room. It was Sunday, 11 to 2.
I swinging,
dude. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest, Chris.
Okay.
If you said,
I'll walk out of the room right now. Go do what you got
to
do.
If you said to your wife, let me just bang girls, and then you bang nobody, you would do it, right?
I want to be honest here.
She bangs nobody, but you bang girls.
I want to say that I'm a monogamous guy and say, no, I couldn't do that. I only want to be with her. But I'm not going to be a liar. If it's going to be free, how could I not do it?
Free.
Like you don't have to pay for it? Is that what you mean?
Well, that debt really has you crazy. That's what you're worried about.
Now, Chris, put in the fact that she gets banged as well.
If she wants it, sure.
Really?
Sure.
Wow, you are a swinger in the making.
No, I have no aspirations for it. But
it sounds like you have aspirations for it.
I've discussed in the past that I have no problem with the idea of my wife being with another person, if she wants to be with another person.
Physically,
not emotionally.
Yeah.
If that's what she really wants. And I know my wife doesn't want that. But that wouldn't bother me.
Do you think that's why you've got a safety net involved?
That probably has something to do with it. Why it doesn't bother me is the fact that, but I mean, I don't care. The fact is, she's an adult. She's banged people before. And what's the big deal if she bangs after?
Tomorrow, Chris.
I'm going to work. I'm back at work. My vacation ends, and you come bang my wife.
Your little girl's with the grandparents. Joy comes home. Your wife comes home.
Any conversation that we ever have about sex, don't mention my little girl ever again.
Your wife comes home with a couple, hot couple. She's like, let's do it.
Joey and Dave?
Do you do it?
If that's what she wants, sure.
Really?
If my wife is cool with it, sure. Wow. Why wouldn't I? Vanessa, am I out of my mind?
Some issues? You don't think that some issues could arise from that type of thing?
I'm sure they possibly could. I'm not.
So you just roll the dice. Let's go. No talk about it before. No nothing. Just
if it's what my wife wants to do, I'm with it. I'm not going to fight something like that. Vanessa, I'm nuts. I'm nuts for thinking this. You think?
What if the guy is really really cute and the chick is gross?
If it's what my wife wants. I want nothing more in life. But my goals in life, at the risk of being the homo guy on the show, my goals in life are to make my daughter the happiest person in the world, and my second goal is to make my wife the happiest person in the world. Those are my goals in life. If that's what my wife wants, that's fine. It doesn't bother me.
Would you prefer if the couple was anonymous or your friends? Like, what if it was Keith and his wife?
No, I prefer anonymous. I definitely would prefer anonymous. I prefer anonymous, and I prefer that it'd be piss involved, to put that.
How about a black couple? You would even do a black couple?
Yeah, well, why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I'm not a racist.
All right, well, what about this? If you found out that your wife did cheat on you...
Cheating is different.
Would you use it as a get-out-of-jail-free card? And would you go do the same thing to even it out? Oh, I would, in a heartbeat. Before the phone conversation where I found out was over.
No,
you'd be texting some whore to come get you.
No, I'd be inside
of her. It's funny you just told me that because I'm actually having sex right now. A woman was walking by. She started telling me.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be inside of her before I hung up the phone with my wife. Or him, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine.
Well, did you ever swing before if you had, like, a girlfriend, Chris? Like, did you have a girlfriend and swung with anybody else? Never. No. It never happened before.
Nope. I've never swung. I've never been involved in any real menageries of any sort.
Orgies or anything like that?
Minimal foreplay stuff, but nothing real. Mm-hmm. No real copulation, as it were, with bunches of people. By the way, how did I get on the hot seat in this? How come no one else is talking about
Because I have a feeling you're going to be the only one who actually says that you would consider it. I mean, am I wrong here?
Well, I would consider it if my wife didn't do anybody else. Like, that's
I would consider it with your wife, too.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel comfortable? Does that make you feel good about yourself?
As a guy, of course, as a guy, you want to,
eating your wife's ass. How would that make you feel?
That's the point, Fred, is that
there's the swinging party. Me and my wife, you and your wife.
Stop!
See, that's the point, Fred, because it's never just going to be a here, have a free card and go bang out some girl. It's going to be, you have sex with one girl, she has sex with one guy.
Yeah, the biggest black dude ever.
By the way, the thing I'm thinking right now is right at back at Fred's house right now, his wife is crying, screaming, smashing the computer right now at the fact that this discussion just was breached.
She's now wearing four pairs of underwear.
In the shower with a scrub brush.
No. No. Why do you know, Chris? He just said he ate my ass. No.
Stop.
What? I just want to eat your wife's ass. Stop. Is that so wrong?
Taste it, actually.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, it's not even so much that I want to. It's I just love watching Fred squirm at the thought of it.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting me.
So, Vanessa, you're down with swinging? Is that why you're bringing this up?
I am not down with swinging,
even
personally.
Something with it?
Well, funny you should ask, because, yes, in my early 20s, I was added in as the third party in a committed relationship.
Whoa.
What?
So not only as like the person that, you know, to fool around with, you became part of the relationship?
Yes, I became the girlfriend.
Is there another girl and a guy involved? I'm sorry, Vanessa.
That would be a
couple.
A couple could be a girl and a girl or a guy and a
true,
guy.
Oh, very true, very true.
I want a second wife.
Not
See, you
me.
Want to swing.
No way.
You want to swing. You're
no, I want a second wife, not a second husband. I don't want my wife to have a second husband, though.
But is your wife allowed to mess around with that second girl?
It's required.
Okay, so then you want to swing. You just have limitations on your swinging.
No, Keith wants to be a Mormon. That's what he wants to do. He wants to have another
But Mormons, are the wives allowed to bang out? Each
no.
other?
No,
no,
not
no.
Each
he's
other.
Saying he wants the wives to bang out with each other too.
Oh,
he wants it to be a free for all, but him being the only dude involved. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Can we get back to Vanessa?
Yeah, I was gonna say, stop glossing over this. She was getting into a sexy story, and we're talking about Keith's fantasy world.
Ironically, they're linked.
How long were you with the couple, Vanessa?
It was about 6 months.
Wow.
Whoa.
Do you?
I guess.
Does when you bring that up from a purely mathematical standpoint,
yes.
mathematical, do you actually celebrate anniversaries as the girlfriend of a couple the same way you would as a boyfriend girlfriend?
Yeah, we probably would have. It probably would have. I mean, you know, we were young and dumb. I would say generally this is a dumb idea. It's dumb. No good can come of it. And in my experience, no good did come of it. But at the time, it seemed like a great situation that was going to work out, and everybody was going to be, you know, happy forever and ever. Amen.
Vanessa, how long was this couple together before you got into the relationship?
8 years.
So they were established.
They had been all through high school. Yeah, they were. They had been together for a very long time, which is part of, which is part of the problem.
You were the noob that came into this whole thing.
I was the new addition.
How does this happen? Were you approached by both of them? Did you approach them? Like, what is the conversation?
So I was at I was at a local Staten Island drinkery. The Cargo Cafe, a guy that I knew, had known for a while. He was there. We were visiting. We were drinking. And he just kind of blurted it out. He was like, "So do you like my girlfriend or what?" And I was like, "Actually, yeah, I like your girlfriend." And he was like, "Okay." And the next night, the two of them showed up. Like, what? He was like, "Okay, you'll be here tomorrow night?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll probably be here tomorrow night." And in they walked, and it was like, "All right, we're taking you home."
Hey, could you, after the show, could you let me know who this person is?
I don't think you know him.
Oh. All right.
Did
you make believe?
All right, Vanessa, so they take you home, and there's some sort of filthy nastiness involved. But after that, like, how does that get translated into
a
relationship? Yeah.
Yeah, we liked each other, you know? We liked each other. I mean, it was kind of like they took me home and I didn't leave for a while.
Vanessa, was there any bed sleeping rules? Like, did you take turns sleeping next to the guy each night? Did the guy sleep in the middle? Was there any, like, you know, pecking order, like, going on?
I was in the middle.
Well, you were the last to come.
Oh,
you
God.
Were in the middle.
You were like the candle on top of their cake.
Yeah, I was the new toy, so she that meant
she was the meat in their sandwich.
She was the accoutrement that made everything perfect.
She was the double stuff in between the Oreo.
She was the piss dripping down the chin. Oh, wait, no, sorry.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is, okay, it goes from, I guess I'll stay here another night, but eventually a conversation has to happen where, so, we're dating now? Should we move in together? Like, what?
Yeah, that's kind of it. It just kind of, those conversations just kind of happened.
I bet you that must have been the weirdest breakup too, right?
Yeah, it was pretty ugly in the breakup part.
More with the girl or more with the guy?
Did all three of you break up or just you and the couple?
Okay, so after a little bit of time, it started to be that he started to be focused way too much on me, and she couldn't handle
Got
it.
Got jealous.
Duh.
And it's one thing when everybody's, I don't know. I mean, I think she and I we liked each other a lot, but we weren't, you know, we weren't in love. And, like, she was watching, like, you know, the guy that she assumed she was going to be with for the rest of her life, like, fall in love with someone else. And it was too painful.
That is weird.
Yeah.
So did they break up with you, or did the three of you decide to go your separate ways?
Yeah, they broke up with me, and they stayed together for several years.
Awkward.
More.
Awkward.
Are they still together?
No, they are not still together. And from what...
Who was she?
I'm still friendly with him.
I was going to say, who got you as a friend? Like, who?
Yeah, he did.
Do you know if you were the only... Were you the only girlfriend their relationship ever acquired?
They had done a lot of hooking up with random chicks, and they did that afterwards. This was the first time that they tried to make it into an emotional.
Yeah, I'd say hooking up isn't the same. Yeah, the whole girlfriend thing, I think, is the more.
They never had another dude in the relationship.
No, that wasn't the deal. Mm-hmm. It was the chick was bi, you know. So this was the way to get that need met.
Wow.
So later in life, interestingly enough, like it had been suggested to me, like, you know, later on in relationships that I was in, and, you know, my answer was like, no, this will never happen. It can never happen because I've already been the third party in this. I've already watched someone get heartbroken over it. Like, there's no way that I would add a third person into a relationship knowing what the inevitability would be.
Vanessa, was there ever times like, was there any kind of rule as, like, you know, there can be no one-on-one, it has to be all three of us, you know?
Yeah, that was kind of an unspoken rule, but it was not adhered to.
By?
Everyone.
I was waiting for her to answer. By everyone?
By he and I.
Yeah.
Oh.
What, so you think them two were scissoring without the dude being there?
Why wouldn't they?
On someone's porch.
Because we're talking to porch girl here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that.
But I'm thinking like Vanessa had a crush on this guy more than she had a crush on the girl.
Well, it's because it's unnatural and against God's will, I think. That's really the answer.
Vanessa, the guy was more attractive than the girl, right?
No.
They were
equally attractive. I think I'm just probably on the scale, you know, of homosexual to heterosexual. I don't think I fall directly in the middle. I think I probably lean more to heterosexual. So
more towards the C instead of the P. I understand.
Wait, the C instead of the P?
Aren't they the same thing?
The C and the P are the same thing, right?
No,
he means the good
chocolate
C, not the bad
and potato.
C.
The C and B could be the same thing no matter which gender you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. I understand. Oh, I'm
How
I'm
about
hot.
How
I'm
about no over. Matter what, they all have A's. So then we all win.
So you had some unspoken rules. Did you have any spoken rules? Were there any, okay, here's the deal, none of this, or only this, or something?
Let's see.
Like public appearances.
We were open in public.
Wow.
We were publicly open. I suppose we weren't. There was a time when we were visiting her parents, and we weren't open there. But
not metaphorically, but physically.
Like, how does a dude pull this off? I could never pull that crap off. None of us could pull that crap off. Who is this dude? Hugh Hefner? Did he give you a spread in May?
Oh, he's from Staten Island, New York.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Does he have long hair?
Mm-mm.
Does he have no hair?
Yes.
That's cool.
My father?
Is it Fred's dad?
Scoundrel.
He's older than you guys, though. He was
My
like
62?
No. they were from kind of the a Staten Island group of people that is just slightly older than the group that you guys probably would be involved in.
So hanging out at Newdoor Beach is what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
As we get, I make local references that maybe will make one person chuckle. That's about it.
So I think I figured out the way to do it. You gotta actually see. You gotta have charisma. You have to work on that. But you,
I have a +8 to charisma on my sword.
Yeah, you're not gonna get this done.
Oh, damn it!
Roll again.
You have you get the second girl, right? You get it. You initially, you know, you initiate it the way this guy did, let it go a little bit. But then to make sure it doesn't end, you get the second girl pregnant.
Ooh. The girl that you have the crush on, Vanessa. You would get Vanessa pregnant, right?
Exactly. I think that ends it. I think that ends the first relationship and then makes the guy resent the second relationship. I think it ends it all by doing that.
No, but then you say it's not yours.
It's hers.
It's hers. She knocked her up.
So, Vanessa, speaking honestly here, you're saying as a relationship, it doesn't work.
It does not work.
But as lifestyle. Swinging.
Lifestyle.
As is playing.
A fashion?
Okay, a fashion, I guess.
I've never done that, and I don't really have any interest in it.
You don't want a lot of things to play with at the same time? Like all different toys? No, nothing appeals to you about that?
No, at some point, a guy that I knew that I was just friends with, like, tried to get me, you know, because single men aren't allowed to go to these things. Like
gigs?
You have
How
to,
dare
you? Have
you?
To be in a, you have to be in a couple, and so, like, a friend of mine was like, oh, you know, you should go to this thing with me so that I can get in. And I was like, why am I going to go have to hook up with, like, random dudes because you think somebody's wife is cute? Like, I'm not doing that.
Totally.
So, no, I'm not doing that.
So that was the last, that was your last swinging experience. That was the one, your one and only, Vanessa?
Yeah, that was my one and only experience.
I'm going to go so far as to say I wouldn't consider that swinging.
I wasn't really swinging. I wasn't in a relationship with anybody, you know, like... I've never been in like a committed relationship and said, oh yeah, let's go hook up with other people. So that's just, I'm not into it.
When you've been committed, you've been committed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't. But see, so it's. I didn't even think that they were in a swinging relationship, though. To be quite honest, right. I think you know, swinging to me is a little more free form.
It's two couples. And
well, no, I don't even put those parameters on it.
Really?
I'm putting swinging as like you're open to whatever.
Yeah.
It seems to me that this was more like they had a three-way relationship that just didn't work.
You think it's swinging's bi, you mean? You think in the guy, it's whatever both ways?
Sure, could be.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be, though. I think that's his point. It could be anything.
You wouldn't consider just wife swap? I don't know if I would consider just wife swap swinging.
Oh, I would. I think that's the original swinging was wife swapping, yeah.
Exactly.
Tea parties and whatnot. And
there's a fondue set involved somewhere, definitely. Like it's all about wife swapping is swinging. That's in its essence. That's what we're talking about.
OS, yeah. OS, original swinging.
And it's not like a relationship thing. It's sort of like a one off kind of. I mean, that Swingers America or whatever is the party that they're talking about. No one's gonna keep in contact with each other. If they do, they're not swinging.
By the way, this November, the official Hear Us Talk key party.
I got douche chills. Oh, I will never. To see my wife go away with Chris is just... Oh, my God.
The problem with that would be your wife would be in tears as it was happening. Like, it would look like she was being escorted to a rape. Like, she wouldn't be happy. Like, if she was skipping along with me, maybe it wouldn't bother... Well, actually, would it make you more uncomfortable
dead
for...
Dead woman walking.
No. Exactly. But what would make you more uncomfortable? Her... appalled at the fact that she was about to have awful thrown at her.
Okay.
Or her like being like, okay, cool, let's go.
No, her being like, okay, cool, let's go.
That would bother you more.
Oh, yeah, because...
You're a maniac. You're an absolute maniac.
No, because then I know she wants that. Then I know she wants it.
She's
happy. You would rather your wife be raped than have your wife
no.
Be involved with another man.
No, I thought you were talking about what would I rather see. I'd rather see my wife be bummed about she's going to have sex with another guy because she just wants to have sex with me. Instead of her being like, oh, great, I'm having sex with another guy. Awesome. Fred's not involved, you know?
Yeah, but what you're saying is you would rather be happy as opposed to her. Like, you would rather her be sad and you so that you're happy, basically, is what it comes right down to.
Sure, yeah.
Just for the record, I just wanted to be said because I know she was listening. She might have stopped listening at this moment. Nikki, please, don't take any of this the wrong way. I'll call you later.
I don't know. I couldn't. There's no friggin' way I could ever deal with swinging.
The share house, Brian?
Yeah.
That's not the kind of share
island
going on?
No,
there?
That's not. There's no kind of share. Not that I'm aware of. There's no way that I could ever deal with anything like that. No. There's no payoff. I wouldn't enjoy even. Like, I wouldn't enjoy being in the situation. And
yeah, I wouldn't enjoy having sex with a new hot girl. No, that'd be gross.
I would. I'm so twisted or, like, hung up or whatever the case is. I would be a little kind of... No, I wouldn't be able to cheat. It would be cheating on my girlfriend.
Then why don't you swing with a knife and just cut your wang off? Because you don't want to be with more hot girls. Like, there's something wrong with you.
Maybe it is. Maybe there's something wrong with me. But, yeah, I'd be too kind of freaked out about... cheating on my girlfriend.
But it's not cheating. Cheating is when they don't know.
Yes.
That, I guess that's the point, is that I would still feel and consider it cheating. And that's
infidelity.
And that part is even kind of not the hard part. Thinking about my wife cheating on me,
it's because you're pro-American. You don't want to be an infidel. That's what your problem is.
Isn't it, though? All right. Isn't maybe my desire to have, like, a second wife, like I said, isn't that really because I'm, like, deep down a romantic guy and I don't just want sex? I want a loving, open, caring relationship with four girls.
I just think it's more the fact that you're so romantic, you just want to have romance all over the place.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Your capacity for romancing is just so strong. Hey, that's what? Can I appeal to your girl? You want me to appeal to her right now and see if I could work this out for you?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll be over later, baby. Swapping. I love that I turned the bit into I'm having sex with everyone's wife.
You didn't appeal to Brian's lady yet.
Yeah, he seems a little
back off, pal.
He seems a little bit oppositional to it. He seems like he's a little bit uncomfortable with the idea of it.
I think you should. I think you have a message.
I will say that when we went out, to the Sims Memorial a couple months back. We went to the Italian restaurant. I don't know. I thought I saw her winking at me.
Really?
I thought it was out there. I thought she laid the groundwork.
You got anything to say to her?
I'll be over later, baby. like that's my pickup line. Hey, Vanessa.
Yes.
I'll be over later, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and no.
And the door's locked. filthy.
Hey, Vanessa, can I just take us off topic 1 second? How has your stalker situation been?
I didn't hear anything.
Very
nice.
I didn't
hear anything after. So either he stalked onto this particular radio show and took a hint, or he's laying in wait to send me some more emails.
The idea of laying in wait, I'm imagining that he's laying underneath your house in wait.
He's keeping tabs.
Hey, Vanessa, any conquests since the breakup?
A conquest? What are you talking about?
Are you comfortable talking about it? Are you officially broken up or no?
We shouldn't talk about this.
It's a delicate process, and it's I am not dating, if that's what you're looking for. That's not what's going on.
Okay.
But when I am, what's your wife's number, Fred?
Ouch.
No, it's
she
gross.
She totally wouldn't be crying when she's walking away. She'd be skipping, skip to Malou, my darling. Vanessa,
whistling.
As always, magnificent, fantastic. I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks at the most amazing Labor Day bash.
I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome, buddy. If people want to check out all Vanessa's stuff, go to blogspot.vanessachiwa.com. VanessaChiwa.blogspot.com. God damn it. I'll remember it one day. I'll remember. I just click on links. But no, Vanessa, thanks, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
You're listening to Best in Show on Heroes Talk. This is DJ Newstyle from the DJ Newstyle Show. Make sure you're checking out our exclusive Tuesday night programming on HeroesTalk.com, or you might miss something like this.
Frank.
Yeah.
Why don't you like Karate Kid?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I never saw it.
I'm really questioning if I should be friends with you.
And I'm not a big fan of Ralph Macchio.
Well, why not?
Well,
why don't you like Ralph Macchio?
I have my reasons.
Tell me why.
Let's just say I met him one time and he refused to give me an autograph.
What the f*** could you ask him an autograph? Why would you ask him for an autograph?
It was when he was on Eight Is Enough, when he first started his career. He was
bullshit. He's not going out on an autograph tour.
And when he was on Eight Is Enough, he gave an autograph tour at Menlo Park Mall before the old mall before they fixed it up. And it was time for him to go, and I was late, and he refused to give it to me. So I said I will boycott anything that does. Ralph Macchio.
So you've never
and now
seen...
and I'm so happy because look what happened to his career. Down plunged to he's doing beer league with the what's his name from Stern Show,
Artie Lang.
Yeah, this guy was in the Outsiders, Karate Kid. Now he's doing beer league. You don't even recognize the how bad did his career sink?
Did you fancy yourself like a little Ralph Macchio? Like maybe one day when you grow up, you'll be obsolete.
I looked like him a little bit when I was younger.
You did not look like him. I don't know what to tell you, Frank. Why so bitter? What did he say to you? How did you approach him and ask for the autograph?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's a long time ago, and I don't want to talk about
Open up, Frank. That's what the show's about.
He just said, I asked him for the autograph. He says, I don't have time anymore. And he left and walked out.
Are you crying? You're crying.
I don't want to talk about it. Just change the topic.
The DJ Newstyle Show is live every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. And in Pal Talk, the Heroes Talk radio chat room, the DJ Newstyle Show is proud to be a member of the Heroes Talk radio network.
Please, Mr. Warner, let him go. Please, Mr. Warner, let him go. Keith hates it where he's working, full of misinformation. And Keith, I still don't have no HBO. Mr. Warner, it's time to set him free. Mr. Warner, it's time to set him free. He thinks he's got cancer and doesn't trust his doctor. Keith's also scared of the number 3. Please, Mr. Warner, cut him loose. Please, Mr. Warner, cut him loose. His register is always short. How much of it did he really snort? Keith, your cable days are through.
Oh, if only that were the case.
You know, man, if you would have only wrote your actual happy song, that would have been awesome, too. You actually, I'm proud you wrote a song. Or was that your wife playing?
It's my wife playing.
She wrote the music, didn't she?
No, she pressed go on the computer.
That would actually be the happiest song of all, if that was the case, if I lost my job.
What do you mean?
I cannot tolerate my job anymore, to the point where my head is ready to explode 5 times a day now. I've literally had to stop myself from walking out this week and just saying, you know what, I'll be homeless, I don't care. I can't tolerate it. It's at the point where I can't, for nothing money, the garbage I have to put up with, the added responsibilities that I'm not compensated for, and that I'm what's a fancy word for yelled at?
Bad.
I'm bad.
Reprimanded.
Chastised. I'm reprimanded about.
I like chastised.
I'm reprimanded about not doing things, not doing the regular.
Ooh, berated is being thrown on the chat.
Berated. I'm basically I'm yelled at.
Peed on.
For not doing certain things when I'm asked to do other things. That's basically what it's come to. Basically, it's me saying, hey, Brian, can you do me a favor? Can you go in that room and get me something? And then yelling it, and then yelling it, and then Chris, hearing me just ask Brian to go in the room, saying, Brian, why aren't you sitting here doing the show with us? That's exactly basically what my life has become.
Brian would deserve it, though.
yeah, that's something I'm unfamiliar with.
Bring that song to your
no
job.
Money. For no money at all. I would like to bring that song to my job.
Sounds like my radio show. Experience.
I don't know. I just can't tolerate it anymore. I'm applying for jobs, and we all know how that usually works.
You know, are you really?
With my stellar resume, my non-degree.
What do you mean you're applying for jobs? Have you actually?
I've applied for a bunch of jobs.
So you put a resume on Monster or something? Is that what
I use other things besides Monster, because Monster is kind of, I think Monster's pointless unless you have a stellar resume. You know, like to get into. You know, the Yankee Stadium of job sites.
Why
you know,
would you need
full
to,
of people.
Why would you need to apply to Jim Hanley's, Keith? I mean, you worked there so many times before.
I don't need to apply. I know they won't hire me again.
But what I'm saying is that you've either sent out a resume or you've put it somewhere publicly.
It has been put up publicly, and it's annoying as hell because I get these phone calls just from these maniacs that are asking me for $5,000 to go to their school, and then they'll guarantee me a job or something, you know. Like,
why don't you become a temp?
I know right now that with the experience I've got at this current job, that if I walked out of my job tomorrow in a blaze of glory, as I like to say, that I would most definitely be able to be at a temp job Tuesday morning. Because I get called by temp agencies constantly. I'd make way more money than I make, but the problem is my wife and I go to a lot of doctors and have a lot of medications, and I can't not have health insurance.
Are
right
you
now,
serious? You know? You and your wife go to a lot of doctors?
Not tons of doctors, but we, you know, she has a couple regular doctors she has to see. I basically regularly see, you know, like, yeah, and we have, you know, I have a lot of medication. I take, not a lot, but I take, like, you know, Nexium and high blood pressure medication.
Methadone.
That's all methadone, right? That's all stuff that you have to, you know, consider. I guess I could get Medicaid maybe if I was a temp, but.
Well, I mean, basically you just would, you go in, you can buy your own health insurance. It's expensive for a little while, and just do that while you're getting to a job that gives you health insurance. You get into a temp situation and hopefully are able to translate that into a permanent
full-time
situation.
Yeah.
Unless you worked for the company that Chris worked for, and he yanks it right out underneath you right before you turn permanent.
And granted, I also probably wouldn't need the high blood pressure medication if I didn't have this job anymore, so I would take care of that.
I just realized as you said that I didn't take my high blood pressure medication this morning. It'll go down with vodka really well.
So,
the first thing that comes along you're going to take, Keith? That's comparable.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Most likely, unless it's just less money that I can't, you know. Oh, wait, that's impossible. That's right.
Jay Carter in the chat room is putting up an offer. Keith, I'll give you $10 a day and a bottle of aspirin a week to walk my dog at lunchtime. You know, I think about it. I mean, that's kind of like healthcare, and it's more than you're getting paid.
I think it actually is less. I don't know. I have to do something though. I don't know what that something's going to be, but I have to do something.
Stuff.
Gotta do some stuff.
I would just do stuff.
You know, I'm going to be a professional mover, maybe.
I think you're actually going to have to get aggressive about the job search and send out resumes as opposed to just putting it up publicly somewhere. You're going to have to go through the Times or the Staten Island Advance or wherever you're going to be looking at, find jobs that you can apply to and send them out.
Don't look in the Staten Island Advance because all you're going to find are jobs at bagel stores.
But how,
bagel stores are pizza delivery guys and you don't have a car.
How does
grave digger sound? I could see you as a grave digger. What can you see Keith doing?
Do they make a lot of money? I would love to.
Sure,
do
they do.
Is a grave digger the same as a ditch digger, or are those different?
Depends on what you need the ditch for.
I think a grave.
Yes, it's the same.
I think a ditch digger would be more sort of you're out on the road, kind of digging ditches for tubing and piping and stuff like that.
By the way, Vito suggests don't be a professional mover; be a professional shaker.
But those kind of jobs, I mean, first of all, how awful would that be in the wintertime, having to be out there digging a ditch and working in, like, February?
You don't actually use, like, a shovel.
No, you use, like, a cat, like a big...
Meow! I smash a Siamese into the ground until the hole exists.
It's a big machine to do it now.
Yeah, but you're still outside. Like, they're in that little machine, and for the most part, you're still amongst the elements. It sucks working outside.
Wear a jacket. It's my advice. Jacket and gloves.
What else could you see Keith doing? Like, what professions? Because he's trying to find a new profession. Think he'd work well with animals?
No.
Like a veterinarian? No?
No,
he'd
I don't.
Eat them?
I don't think that he'd necessarily eat them. Yeah, maybe, you know what? He might be good with animals. It's just that I don't think that animal care is worthy of being considered a profession. It should be a hobby. I guess veterinarians deserve some sort of something. But other than that, like, there's nothing to animal care.
So you're against killing them for food, but let them die of whatever.
No. I'm not saying that veterinarians aren't important. I'm just saying that other than veterinarians, doing anything with animals is stupid. Other than cooking them, I guess. it just doesn't seem like a viable profession. It seems silly for a human being to waste time on something like that.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want Keith handling my food. Like, could you see Keith as a waiter? If you saw Keith as a waiter coming up to you with your food, would you think he was a little creepy?
Why? Do you think I'm going to drop it, or do you think I'm dirty?
I don't know.
I don't think you'd be a good waiter. I don't think you'd be. Waiting tables is really, really hard.
Can I be honest,
yeah,
man? I'd be a little grossed out if you were my waiter.
What?
Why is that?
You're a little bit like... What's the word I'm looking for? Like,
Skivots.
No. Not like, he's not dirty. It's like when you talk sometimes, there's a little bit of like a with you when you're talking. And if someone, while they're talking about my food, I'll go nuts. I don't want nothing to do with that. Does that make any sort of sense to anybody?
Excuse me, sir. Do you want potato skins?
Well, he doesn't. He's not that frantic with it. But he'll drop a out in a conversation every now and again. Like, he's not a lick lipper. I mean, a lip licker. But there's a certain lack of saliva in his mouth that would gross me out when I'm looking at him when I'm thinking about food.
The soup du jour of the day is cream of broccoli.
No, but it's like a dramatic pause, or he's thinking and he's going like.
Excuse me. What's the special of the day?
It sounds delicious. I'll take it. You're saying yum yum about it, so why wouldn't I?
But Brian, why do you think I would be a bad waiter?
I think waiters or waitresses it's a really tough job. Like, it takes a lot of.
He thinks waiters and waitresses shouldn't go while they're talking to you.
I'm trying to get at what it is that Brian thinks I don't have.
You have to do 20 things at once and be able to do all of them well. Like, you have to be looking in 5 different places. You have to be juggling around and going for it. I think you would be a bad waiter.
I think we just established that's what I'm currently doing at my job.
And apparently...
Oh, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Going
okay.
Nuts. I think that you'd have 5 tables to deal with, and the 6th table would come in, and your head would explode.
But isn't like being a waiter the chosen profession of those who do not excel at acting and thus are not very good at don't know, a fairly simple task.
But Keith hates multitasking.
I don't know. There's a lot of good waiters out there, man, and I'm sure the waiters and waitresses out there that consider themselves just waitresses and don't want to be an actor and are happy with that fact.
By the way, our guildmate Aeneas is saying in the chat, maybe you could be a street meat vendor. Maybe you could do like hot dogs. A hot dog stand is actually a great job. That's honestly was a dream for a long time, just to own a stand. And just sit like out in front of a hospital and just like and serve the people who are grieving delicious meals. Oh my God. And for our buddy Jay Carter, who's in the chat room, the name of my stand was going to be Delicious Sandwiches.
Nice.
Delicious Sandwiches.
But could you see Keith in a uniform, like being a cop or something, and him have to wear like a uniform every day?
It's not even a matter of wearing. Is there a job where a uniform is required that Keith would be suited for?
UPS.
He has to drive.
Oh, true.
They don't have UPS carriers.
Well, nurse.
I could work in a hospital. I just don't want to touch anything icky.
Yeah, that no.
Yeah,
won't
that's
work.
Right. No, that
won't work.
Because they have ketchup in hospitals, right? I can't
do it. Oh, by the way, if people who can't act are waiters, why isn't Fred a waiter?
Zinger,
your boy Vito.
I want to know. Maybe Keith could be a. Oh, I just had it in my mind.
Bartender.
Bartender would be good. Webtender.
I think we've already decided.
He is. I was going to curse.
The Keith Rose is delicious.
We'll just say he's a piss poor bartender. Piss poor.
Is that what you want? I'll make you one.
Oh, right, piss poor. Yeah. Could I have a piss poor? Well, yeah, I do. But that was part of Vanessa's story. It's something different.
You know, Keith, do you like to travel?
I would love to travel.
Stewardess.
Steward. Flight attendant.
Is it a
no, I don't want to travel like that. I want to go on business meetings.
It's a steward or a steward?
Steward.
I thought it would be a steward.
Oh, is it a steward?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Keith would be a stewardess.
Stew.
Well, but we're talking about men, though.
By the way, our buddy Jay is pointing out in the chat room that he can see you as the guy that sits in the office at the funeral home during wakes, like just hanging out there, like, yeah, dead guy's over there.
I'll take that job.
How much does that pay, you think?
What is it? Like, what is that called? An undertaker?
No, you know what?
Like this song is playing on our show right now. What the hell?
I don't think I could do that because I have problems saying I don't say I'm sorry to people when someone dies.
Ooh, see, you got to say sorry.
I say I do.
He says whoops.
I try to avoid it as much as possible.
My bad.
I say
stinks about that death thing, huh? Yeah, go see the deady. He's up the hall.
I'll say, are you okay? I don't know.
It's no, I'm not. What are you going to do about it? Are you okay is the worst thing to say.
Are you okay? It's definitely horrible.
What can I do to put you in a better mood? I'll be a happy
bring my
salesman.
Family back to life.
No, I do say sorry sometimes. I just don't like saying it, so I couldn't just say it over and over all day long.
Your mother's in a clothes casket. Ooh, that must have been bad. That must have been bad.
Oh, no.
Seriously, could it get any worse than this? That's what I'd say to me.
Jay Carter's got the best response in the chat room. Tough break.
Hey. It's okay. Buck up, soldier. Tough break. What are you going to do?
Win some, you lose some, kid.
Sorry. You win some, you lose some, family. Vito sucks, don't it?
I've once heard that say someone to say that. I heard someone say to someone instead of I'm sorry to it was like a funeral thing. This really sucks, man.
Well, this really sucks, man. You know what? But that's visceral, though. There's something visceral there. It doesn't bother me.
I have an idea for Keith. Keith, since his new weight loss, could be the new Jared of Subway.
Except he doesn't eat Subway sandwiches.
Or like Burger King. Or Burger King. He's been like, I've just been eating Burger King for the past couple months. I lost 15 pounds. Like, you could be the new spokesperson for some fast food place that's a guy that's been losing weight.
All right, if you line that gig up for me, I'll take it.
But you need to talk like that. I lost 15 pounds.
You could do stunt double work for the Six Flags guy, the little guy.
I could be in Smashing Pumpkins when he doesn't feel like doing it.
You still got more weight to lose for that. You're not there yet. By the way, P-Roll suggests you could be the Jared of McDonald's salads. I'll be the Jared of the McFlurry.
How much do you think they pay, like, the greeter at the Gap? Like, the guy who says, hello, welcome to the whatever.
Yeah, it's Kanye West.
$10 an hour?
Yeah, 8 or 10.
So, you know how I was talking a couple weeks ago about how, it was last week, I was talking about how when I get, depressed, I said when I teared up at the song that made me sort of cry, it was because there was a lot of things going on.
Arthur Lee.
Yeah. So this job thing has got me depressed
actually,
lately.
That plays into the funeral thing. It has to do with Arthur Lee not going on anymore. That's what it would be.
So this whole job thing has me really down and really depressed. And
man up, faggot.
I came home on Wednesday from this miserable place.
Sorry.
Came home Wednesday from this miserable place and thinking a lot about radio. Thinking a lot about how I want to work in radio.
How you want to buy a radio?
Yeah.
Radio
I cried. I want a transistor. I want to work in radio. I don't want to do this. And I get home and I put on my DVR of the local Mike and the Mad Dog radio program. And the program begins with the...
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going
to
do it.
The usual Chris Russo opening. To which Mike Francesa says, for 19 years, that's how the Mike and the Mad Dog radio program began. As you all know, Chris Russo has decided to leave this program, and he goes through the whole thing. And
can I be honest with you? This is me finding out that
oh, really?
Mike and the Mad Dog show.
Yeah, this has actually been all over the news, too. I didn't realize they were that popular. But
Christine Russo used to be on Mike and the Mad Dog.
Why are we making references to Staten Island people?
That's what he said.
Brix Avalon loved it in the chat
say,
room.
Brix and Jay are rolling right now.
But that's about it.
Come on, that's who I'm doing. I know who my audience is.
You've got a three share, three people.
It's like half our audience.
It's true.
So,
I'm sorry, Keith.
So I'm watching it, and then Chris Russo calls in. They do their goodbyes, and
wait, he called in?
He called in. Mike had him call in.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what's it now? It's just now the Mike show?
For right now, he's actually going on vacation, I think, and then he's going to come back. I guess it's the Mike Francesa show or something.
Mike and the show.
Beware of the... That's the song now. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching it, and... And then Chris Russo starts crying on the phone. And then Mike Francesa touches his eye. You know, he's starting to tear up. And my eyes are full of tears.
No.
Wow.
You're crying?
Not full of tears. I'm not actually crying. But I got that sinus pressure you get if you're going to start to cry. And my eyes got some tears in them.
I got a new job for you. Why don't you work at Hooters, you big faggot?
I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yes, Vito, thank you. I welled up. Sorry.
I don't want to make a big deal out of this. But I swear to God, I was filled with the urge to take my headphones off and whip them at your face. I'm not even joking. You cried because homos that talked about sports aren't going to talk about sports together anymore. They'll probably talk about sports on the same station. But this big relationship... Okay, and as I was looking at him and saying this, I'm thinking, oh my God, if Ron and Fez broke up... Holy crap.
And Ron and Fez broke up and started crying.
No, just if they broke up. When they stopped being on in New York, I cried for 2 days. I understand.
And I welled up a little, and when I breathed in, I did the sniffle, you know, so you know you're officially started kind of
but then
crying.
Why'd they break up if they like each other so much?
I don't know. They haven't been getting along, I guess.
But they're crying. They must love each other.
I suppose so. You know, I didn't realize how long I've listened to that show either.
Introduce a third into that relationship. Maybe they could save it.
Michael K.
Mike the Mad Dog and 100K. Mike and the Sad Dog.
Yeah. And I felt a little strange, I guess. Afterwards, I felt...
let me tell you something. Somebody, not Mikey, because I don't want to talk to him.
He's going to Sirius, actually, I think, by the way.
Hey,
so I'm going to try to get on his show. That's how I'm trying to do for a job.
That's just terrible. That's, hey, man. I feel bad that your entertainment dudes that you're fond of are gone. And they don't... I mean, they're dead. But I just don't care about them at all.
Honestly, Chris, you would cry if Fez quit the show and announced it on the show.
I don't think Chris would care. Necessarily, as I don't want to say care. I don't think he would care as much as if Ron quit the show. I think Chris would jump off a bridge if Ron quit the show.
Before I do an analysis of what will happen on the Ron and Fez show, I'm going to do one anyway. The Ron and Fez show do not exist without Ron and Fez. Much like topic number one, best in show does not exist without Keith and Chris. And that's it just doesn't happen that way. I don't foresee Ron doing a show without Fez. I don't see Fez doing a show without Ron. And I think an existence without me being able to listen to Ron Bennington make funny every day would suck ass. When they left radio in New York and they were gone for, you know, the couple of weeks before I figured out how to maybe get downloads of their show from DC, it was miserable.
You're dodging the question, Chris. Would you cry?
Ron and Fez are very talented, and I think their show will go on for a long time. Thank you.
You really would cry?
No, he wouldn't. Come on.
I can't imagine I'd cry. I'd be very disappointed. You know what made me cry? When I was a young man, about 11, 12 years old, when I realized that Van Halen would not exist without David Lee Roth anymore. And you know, I'm not making a joke. Hey, Rob, is there a way that maybe you could put something on here? I'm going to put something on for you. I don't want you to understand something. I know we're going off of our plan here. Oh, man. Not prepared at all. But there we go. 1984.
I don't
hit play all on the audio. Get that in there. I want you to understand something. When it came to, like, there are very few things that would make me cry. The button right in the middle. This song right here. I convinced myself as a young man that Van Halen let me know that they were going to break up when they recorded this album, because this was the last studio of the album they recorded together. And this song would make me well up.
I don't believe it.
I swear to God.
It would make you well up before there was an announcement about...
No, after they broke up.
Will it make you cry right now? If we all be quiet, will it make you cry?
No.
Please cry.
We tried that already. But you see, I got to put...
No, bro, listen. Like, listen. Make it louder.
See, this makes me want to die.
This makes me want to cry.
We rock. Rock band, we're doing this.
Sounds like a My Little Pony beginning. Wait, what is this? Wait.
This is them saying they don't need a vocalist anymore.
You guys understand it now, right?
Oh, it's over, thank God.
Oh, sorry. Forget it. No, shut this. Stop it. We don't need to listen and jump.
But I have to point out, I didn't cry at the fact. I didn't hear the news and cry. I got overtaken by a very emotional moment regarding the news. I think that's a little different. But I think that's like saying David Lee Roth. Oh, no, they were there. But I'm saying that's like saying David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen started crying over the breakup of the band, so you did too.
No, I don't think Eddie cried at all. I think David did. I think David Lee Roth, the most beautiful man on the planet, did. I don't think that Eddie Van Halen did.
Wow! If you cry other than the death of a family member, I mean, isn't that a little ridiculous?
I was a kid. I was 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
15, 22, 30, 34. I'm wiping my eyes now.
When was the last time you cried, Chris? Be honest.
Wow.
And everybody think of the two, because it's coming around.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Oh, you know what? I guess I've cried a lot about our friend Joe passing. I've cried a lot about that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's the last thing I cried over.
Keith, when's the last time you cried?
2 days ago.
Be honest.
Mike and the Mad Dog made the announcement.
Like, actually cried?
Yeah, like cried. Like, welling.
I don't remember. I'm not saying it was so long ago, but I just really don't remember what the last time was. You remember the last time?
I think I remember the last time I cried.
Don't believe that you cry.
I do cry. I cry by myself.
About friends dying?
No, not about friends dying. About, you know, where I'm going in life.
He dropped his pizza.
You know, making changes in my life, making career changes, things like that.
Career change? You cried over losing a job?
Not losing a job.
Applying for one?
Yes.
Getting one.
Well, it's like, I guess, a plateaus in your life. Like, I guess it's about, maybe I cried about growing up. Maybe that's why I cried the last time.
Yeah, but you're insinuating you just cried.
You cried about getting old.
Yeah, about getting old. About having
Take your sunglasses off.
about having more responsibilities. You
Put
know?
It back on. That's hideous.
Fred, it sounds like
I
you
would
cried.
Cry if I looked like that too.
It sounds like you cried recently. Like you.
I mean, in the last 4 months.
With your work?
Oh my God, Monty in the chat room, you cried when Monty Love broke up.
Oh, he called you out. Look at that.
It was actually the opposite.
Did you cry?
When Monty Love broke up?
Yes.
No. I was sad. It was, like, you know, a chapter of my life that closed. But it wasn't as big as, you know... You know, I remember waking up crying when I was younger, knowing that my my life was going to end one day. Like, do you remember the first time when you thought your life was going to end? Like, maybe I was maybe 10 or 11... And I was like, I'm not going to be here one day. I'm going to die. And I just remember myself bawling.
It's funny. 10 or 11. Wait. See, I was going to jokingly say before when Chris said, when I was 11 or 12 and I found out, what I was going to jokingly say is that you're going to die someday. But you found out you were going to die someday when you were 10?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Wait, so when you were 9 years old, you didn't know that everything and everyone dies at some point?
Well, I knew that everything died, but I really didn't have that knowledge.
Okay,
that
so you didn't really think
gonna,
about it.
Then. Exactly.
Because okay. I remember finding out the first time from my parents that everyone will die someday. I was probably, I don't know, 5 or something. And
but when how did that go? Wait, your parents like sat you down and told you?
No, it was my, I remember five? My mother and brother talking about it.
5?
Okay,
why? Okay, little Keith, please sit down. We have something to tell you. Someday you're going to die,
and that day is soon.
I'm sure that it would have happened when someone else died.
I don't know what brought up the conversation, but then it was said, and then I was like, I thought they were joking. My mother and brother, I thought they were joking with
me. The Mike and the Mad Dog Show talked about canceling, and everything dies, son, including talk about Barry Bonds.
So at 5, you were conscious that you were going to die one day.
And 5 or 6, maybe 6.
Would that make you cry incessantly?
I think I did. Because I thought, and I remember thinking I was going to be the last one, you know, because I was the youngest.
And this is where all your number.
And you were going to die alone.
Yeah. Stop.
Fred, make him cry.
Keith, you're not going to die alone. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. I thought we've already established on one of our past shows, if you go to bestofshowradio.com, click on download, you can find the old show, that everyone dies alone, according to Brian and Vanessa. I'm trying to think. I think myself, Fred, and Keith didn't necessarily agree with that.
Every philosopher on the planet.
I want to know when Brian...
No, they're not on the planet anymore, remember? They're alone and dead.
I want to know when Brian cried. Other than getting on the scale 2 weeks ago at Keith's house and realizing you were 205 pounds, before that,
that was a
when
tough
was
moment.
The last time he cried?
That was a tough moment. When Chris called into the show last week.
Really?
Come on!
Be serious.
If you didn't want me to be there, dude, if you're looking, if this is what you're looking for more than anything else, your own show, you could move on without me in the world, go for it. Go for it. Look on yourself. Speaking of dudes that are looking for their own show, moving on with the world, getting their own things going, we've got our buddy on the line right now, the man who's induced tears into our buddy Fred's eyes. It's our buddy Monty Love. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Wow, see, there it was. There it was. You got a little choked up by the whole Mike and the Mad Dog breakup?
Yeah, it's me, Monty. Oh, by the way, hit my music.
Yeah. Wait, no. You're really going to play music for him? Oh.
I thought the...
Wait, no. There
jump,
it is, bro.
I thought Jump was my theme song.
Your theme is on right now, bro. Talk about the Giants again.
Yo, you guys remember when the Giants won the Super Bowl?
That was good.
Great. Oh, my God.
Just so you know, I actually had a phone conversation with Monty. Was that yesterday or 2 days ago? That the conversation started off with, we started talking about football for a couple of seconds. Like, yeah, remember when the Giants won the Super Bowl a couple months ago? That was good, right? like this is literally a thing that goes through his head that he has to let people remind people of everything.
He doesn't think they're going to win it again, does he? Monty, do you think they're going to win it again?
I think we'd have a modest season, if I had to take a guess.
Over 500? I bet you get under 500.
Yeah, I would say, just to be like, I don't know, I don't want to be biased, but it's probably like 15-1, I'm thinking.
15-1? See, I don't see, I see no point in taking a guy out of, he's basking in the afterglow of championship. Don't try and talk down about a season. This is the time that he has the bragging rights.
They don't make 500.
They don't do five.
Oh, oh, don't be stupid.
They don't.
That's stupid talk.
I'll bet it right now.
You're just arbitrarily talking.
Do I make a bet? I will make
I bet you
bet.
The Miami Dolphins do better than the Giants this year.
Oh, take
oh
that.
Oh, my God. I'll make that bet. Oh, my God.
Give them any odds. Give them any
give
odds.
Give me action. Give me action.
Are you dying to bet right now? You haven't gambled in so long? You getting your fee? You need your fix?
I didn't gamble all summer, and I wish I could say that because I've been very strong, but it's because my bookie doesn't take baseball bets.
Daddy needs his medicine.
At the end of June, he was like, yeah, I'm not going to be around for a while. I was like, what, for like the week? He was like, no, until football. I was like, what? Who does that?
Why wouldn't he take bets? I thought bookies bet on anything. You could bet on the Olympics, can't you?
No, I can't. I mean, I would, but I don't know. Do you know that during the, during the opening ceremonies, they had the one Chinese girl who was doing, she was doing a dance during the opening ceremonies?
Yes.
And she actually had an accident and fell down, and like she fell down like 5 feet and broke her back, and she got paralyzed. Have you heard about this?
Yes. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, it's totally true. But the good news is that she won a silver wheelchair.
Wow. Wow.
The joke I'm working on.
Keep working. Keep working. You're getting there. You're getting there.
I thought there was a dismount joke in there somewhere.
Get it? Instead of a silver medal, a silver wheelchair.
Got it. Speaking of jokes, you've got a fine program that you're being put together that, from what I understand, is going to be chock full of jokes. Yay!
I'm going to use that joke on Thursday. In front of a live studio audience.
You might want to rethink that.
Thursday's my brand new talk show. I'm going to be doing it live in front of an audience. It's going to be. Thursday's like the pilot, you know, we're going to be filming two pilots, like little test runs to see how the show goes. And
where
the first one, it's at Martini Red. It's our local watering hole.
Make
but
sure to stay clear from there.
We're going
to
fix up the back room and put some seats and put some lights and some nice sound. And I think it's going to be great. I filmed a bunch of stuff. And
any guests? Big guests lined up? Angelina Jolie?
Actually, yeah, we have a few guests, including Brian Bonds, this really great musician, and
cool.
And this guy who runs a junkyard on is it on Van Duzer or Targi? No, I think it's on Targi. But he's gonna bring. I went over to his place, and they have all these really like weird, like crazy antique stuff. So he's gonna bring a whole bunch of stuff over. You know, I asked him to find like the weirdest stuff, so. Cool. We got like that going on, like weird junkyard guy.
have you guys nailed down where this is? What TV or what channel I'm going to be able to catch this thing on? Because I don't think I'm.
Well,
going.
It's not going to be live. It's not going to be live. It's going to be taped and then edited, and it's going to be on CTV eventually, and some other random stuff. I don't know where it's going. Everyone wants to do stuff with it, but I don't know.
Webcast? Can I suggest webcast?
I would love a webcast, but I have no idea how to do that.
Monty, can I be that guy? Monty, can I be that guy that says taped in front of a live studio audience? Can I be that guy?
You could do it now.
Like sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog. Like that guy after the show.
That's not live in front of a studio audience. That's after the studio audience is gone.
Oh, the live in studio audience is in the beginning of the show.
By the way,
you should be fired again.
You say taped in front of a live studio audience.
By the way, CTV stands for Community Television. It's a local Staten Island public access channel. And for those that are saying that think he's going to be on the Canadian broadcasting system,
I was
something.
Wondering as well. Do you have a channel number? Like what channel number
I
is
thought
it?
Everyone. I thought
what do I work for? Cable.
Well,
CTV might be different from each borough, Monty. You, Brian lives in Brooklyn.
No, I know, but I thought in every cable channel it's called CTV, Community Television, even if
we have BCAT.
Illinois.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true.
In Brooklyn, we have BCAT. We have four channels of Brooklyn Community Access Television.
Meow.
Okay, let me pump up the jam a little bit.
Sit, so, BCAT, sit.
My first guests on the show are your very own Chris and Keith.
Yay! We're actually getting interviewed on a program. This is so confusing.
Fry, we don't got to be there. Thank God.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you guys because I think you're both...
I'm excited to be had. I feel like we're Great. Going to be.
What are you going to make them do?
Really funny and really fun. I don't even know what we're going to talk about yet. What do you want to talk about?
I was hoping we could do a whole thing about my vacation, or maybe the Best in Show not having me last week,
or eating ass. I think eating
boring.
Ass. Would
be
boring. Boring. I don't know. Well,
I want you guys to do something fun. What can you guys do that's fun? Oh. I want you guys to like have an eating contest.
Well, I mean, as
live if you've been, of an audience.
If you've been listening to today's program, and as I know you have been sitting at home, the thing with the eating contest is the problem that I mean we've gotten a little bit of a name. Yeah, a little bit of a name, but I guess I guess we've enjoyed some sort of regularity with our eating contest bits that we've done here on the show. The thing with that is Keith is a healthy guy now. And I can't see an eating contest going over well with a guy that's trying to watch his calories.
How about a heroin contest?
We could have a grape.
What if we do an eating contest with healthy food?
Wow.
Hey. Who can eat the much quinoa?
I was going to say string beans. Snow peas.
Grapes?
I'm thinking shots of wheatgrass.
Oh. But how... See, that's expensive as hell.
Yeah, but how Come much on, of that...
Grass.
Is that
okay,
dangerous
just regular
to drink
grass.
Too much of that?
Put it on your Amex.
That's a good point. Keith, what's something that you eat now?
Ass. That I'll eat in an eating contest?
Eating contest.
I would destroy him in an ass eating contest. That's not even a competition.
Maybe you should get two blow up dolls and do an ass eating contest and see
how do you win.
When the doll smiles,
dude, there's no way you would beat me.
Oh, dude, I'm the best at that.
Then show me.
We're all right.
Please do an ass eating contest, please.
Now I'm starving.
Oh my god. Ass sliced thin. Oh man, it's some sourdough bread.
What's the ass eating streak, by the way, with this show now that you've brought up ass eating? How many episodes in a row?
It's
ass eating and piss.
Did I bring it up?
15 out of 16.
I didn't bring it up this time. Someone
you
else
brought
did.
It up earlier.
You told my wife that you want to eat her ass.
No,
disgusting.
I didn't. I told you I want to eat your wife's ass. It's different.
You know that ass eating streak is brown, right?
Wow, are you guys going to be this dirty on my show?
What do you mean?
We're not usually this dirty on our show, except when Chris brings up ass eating.
Come on, we're just talking like gentlemen about things. I don't know.
No,
I...
You could curse on the show. It's all good. But Keith, what's something that you've been eating lately to like lose your weight?
Some whole wheat pizza, whole wheat tortillas.
Oh, pizza again.
Crow, his own hat.
Grapes, a lot of grapes.
I love the idea.
A lot of fruit.
I love the idea of raw string beans. Just eat like weighing, you know, weigh like 5 pounds of string beans and give us, how long is the show, Monty?
The show will probably be less than an hour, maybe about 50 minutes.
Okay, so it's not like, it can't be long distance.
Mm-hmm.
We're sprinting.
Yes, it's more of a sprint. I mean, I guess we'll figure it out. I mean, I
Pickled
guess you
eggs.
Guys could sit on the stage while Pickles. The other, and just eat while the other guests. Are on while the junkyard guy is on
pickles.
You don't think that'd be distracting though? You don't think us sitting there eating while you're trying to talk to a guy is gonna distract from the junkyard?
It'll be
I
like,
think it will. I think it could be funny also. So I'm not really sure yet.
It'll be like a hot dog eating contest, except with pickles. Like you guys are just sitting there cramming pickles into your mouth, seeing who can get the most in.
Are pickles help?
No, they're not.
It's cucumbers. Cucumbers and vinegar. Fruit. Come on.
I say we open it up. I say we put it out there. We put it on the message boards and figure something out within the next day or so and actually have some sort of eating competition for this week on the show. By the way, what is the name of the show? Because, you know, you call into the show God knows how many times and we regularly refer to you by your God-given name, Monty Love. What exactly is the name of your program? Is it Monty's Love? What is the name of this program that's going to be on some channel someplace or webcast?
Well, I'll try and I'll give you guys my real name, which is the show's called Mid Evenings with Jay Miller.
That's your real name?
Don't you feel weird after being in a band with a dude for years, you finally just learned his real name?
Dude, I don't know you at all.
Mid-evenings. For some reason, I thought it was Thursdays. I thought it was Thursdays, like you're doing a play on
I thought days. It was the talk show with Jay Miller for some reason.
I keep calling it just the Jay Miller talk show, which is eventually just be called, but I don't know. It's mid-evenings with Jay Miller, because it's like at 9 o'clock.
I'm looking forward to it. I like the idea of it. And so this week, the 21st, for those of you that are interested in coming live, this Thursday, you say it's going to be at Martini Red on Staten Island?
Yeah, yeah. I wish I had like more info. I don't have info. I have a web page.
Yeah, well, that's info.
And Monty, you know, blog? Monty, Chris and Keith will be there the 21st.
Yeah.
He hopes, right? Like he's been saying for the past 10 minutes, yes.
Chris might have something to do with work.
Oh, I can't wait.
Where's that website that you were talking about, Monty?
Well, you know, I wanted them to come on next week, but Keith has to go see a play.
I do. I am. I'm going to see a play.
It's really true. We were originally going to be on the 28th, which would have made so much sense to do like a last-minute promotion before our big Labor Day show on the 31st.
No, not
but
really.
But he has a play to go to.
Not really, because it has to be cut and edited. It's not going to air yet, so.
But the live show would have been a promotion.
It's not going to be aired live. Oh, you mean live for the people there?
Which is the way that I think the majority of people are going to be there, the live show.
Keith, what seats do you have to Mamma Mia on Broadway?
I have tickets to a show called The Little Show That Couldn't. It's the producer is a friend of my wife, so everyone should go. They're $16 each. Brian's going, he said.
Everybody that's not going to see the talk show with Mid-Evenings with Jay Miller should go.
Well, okay.
Yeah, why do you want people to go to
We're in the middle of trying to promote a dude's show, and you just said something else is going on that day.
I see what you're saying. Going to the I'm forgetting that this is a live event that people are going to be. I keep thinking this is a filming of something, you know.
Yeah, it's a filming.
All right, next weekend, go see The Little Show That Couldn't, everybody.
Right. You would think after 30 years of obsessive television watching, you'd kind of understand how it works. Taped in front of a live audience.
Yeah, don't go to that show. Go to Martini Red.
Monty, what's that website? I want to get more information about your show.
Oh, it's called My Talk Show, but my TAWK show.blogspot.com.
It's convenient.
And I blogged a bunch of stuff from my tour. Do you guys know I went on tour with Dave Matthews?
Yeah, I saw on your Facebook page. I thought you were at like some sort of Madame Tussauds like wax museum or something, standing next to Dave Matthews. And then I see that you have multiple pictures with him. It totally, totally freaked me out and was just weird, just a weird, surreal thing to see.
How? What kind?
Yeah, it is surreal. But Dave Matthews is probably the coolest guy I've ever met, and he's not cool because he's Dave Matthews. Like if he was the janitor on the tour, I'd like want to hang out with janitor every night.
What kind of tour are you going? What are you doing on this tour, Monty? Jay?
I went on tour with Ingrid Michaelson. I was her tour manager. I do tour managing over the summer.
Oh, okay. Mad.
But for the record, my wife, tremendous, tremendous Ingrid Michaelson fan. So, hey, maybe when we show up at the show, maybe you give me a CD or something. Just saying.
So you're the tour manager of a pretty popular musician right now. She's pretty popular.
Huge.
Is she pretty?
Yeah.
The guy's
I've never seen her.
Yeah, she's an attractive girl. And the guy from Scrubs loves her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Monty, you can't be getting paid more than you are as a para during this tour, can you? You're not getting paid that much doing this.
I should have been. I should have gotten paid more. Exactly. I definitely didn't get paid as much as I should have.
Exactly. He did get paid. He got paid in hugs from Dave Matthews. That's more than any man should deserve.
She asked him to do it because she cheaped out on a tour manager and asked him to do it.
How has it been going?
Ouch.
Have you been doing a good job?
I did a great job.
Do you see tour managing being
totally
your
unbiased.
Future?
I've done plenty of tour managing. That I, you know, being on the road seems like it's a really like attractive job, but it just becomes any other job. But you're on the road every day.
I have a story about Monty tour managing. Monty tour manages a band. He's driving the van cross country. I think a Tardy Teenage Fan Club or somebody's
story. Are you telling?
And true. No, you are a van. You're a van driver, and you're tour managing a band. And you roll up into a gas station, and you put
a whole tank of diesel gas into the tour van. And the tour van doesn't take diesel gas. The tour van takes regular gas. And now the tour van is broken. And you can't drive the band anywhere. Is that true?
No, I pulled. It was a diesel van, and I pulled up to get diesel, and I pulled. I almost said Vin Diesel, and I pull up, and the hose is like really short. You know, the diesel pumps are always on the side, so I like have to like back it up and get really close to the pump because like the handle is really short, and then I pump it full, and it wasn't diesel. It was kerosene.
Oh my! You put kerosene in a diesel vehicle. That's crazy. What happened?
And I pumped 21 gallons worth.
Did you realize it after you turned the key on and tried to drive it, or before?
No, I realized when the band was like, "Wow, that's really expensive," because it came out to like $50 or something, or like some ridiculous number.
So, did you get in the car and try to drive it with kerosene in it?
Oh no, I didn't.
How do
but
you
then
get?
We had to spend the next 6 hours trying to siphon it out.
That's awful.
Atari Teenage Stall Out. Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea about.
Same moment of my life.
I had no idea about your tour managing experience. This is something new I'm learning about.
No, he's very skillful.
Our friend here.
Apparently,
he's experienced in all facets. All facets of entertainment.
That was the most embarrassing moment in my life. But the second most embarrassing moment is going to be when I host a talk show this Thursday.
Good.
God, it's going to be terrible.
He's good.
I'm looking forward to how terrible it's going to be this Thursday, the 21st of August. Show up at Martini Red on Staten Island for those of you local. For those of you not, we'll figure out a way that you can get this webcast or I'm pushing webcast like somehow now I'm saying how he's doing his show. But I don't see how you don't do it as a webcast as the way that
how
you
do it as a webcast.
Record it and put a podcast, a video out there. Come on, be a grown up.
I'm going to watch it in spirit.
No, I thought you said, like, live podcast, live webcast.
No, I didn't say live. I didn't say live. I just said webcast. We can do live.
Who look like? Elliot Smith? I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Talk to your producer. I'll talk to my producer. I'll get Rob Giggs to do it for you.
So,
like I was Elliot
what's Vito's
Smith?
Problem today?
I don't know. Vito is the critic in the chat room who hates you for some reason, who's just bashing you the entire time. For those of you that are not being a part of the live chat room experience, go over to heroestalk.com and see Vito bash Monty.
So let's get this straight one more time. People can come to this event. They can watch the show filmed. And no, I understand I'm letting everyone else know because I was obviously confused. They can watch the show filmed. And this is at Mr. Love Miller?
Yes.
It's at Martini Red on Staten Island. This is awful. Martini Red on Staten Island. You go this Thursday night. It's going to be 9 p.m. You're going to see Mid-Evenings with Jay Miller. He's going to be interviewing Best in Show. He's going to be interviewing a junk guy. And I didn't remember what the other person was. It's going to be outrageous. It's going to make a terrific show. And I think it's going to be great. And when we're there, please make sure there's an autographed copy of Ingrid Michaelson's CD for my wife. And everything will be great.
It's going to be like this phone call, except an hour long.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Oh, so it's going to be shorter.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you for you.
Thanks.
Come on. I had to wake up for this.
No, we did a great job. No? You don't think we plugged the hell out of this? I think it worked great.
Good luck, Monty. Good luck.
I'm stuttering over what to call him now at this point.
I don't even know. You don't have to call him anything because he's already been hung up on.
I'm DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show. I like to do things in one take, just like this little promo I'm about to do. But before I get to that, let me ask you something. What are you doing on Labor Day? Nothing? Fantastic. Because Heroes Talk has a Labor Day concert event planned at 72 Hannah Street, Staten Island, New York, Sunday, August 31st, 2008, starting at 11 a.m. with a live broadcast of Best in Show Radio. Then after that, we start rocking with Church of Man Love, myself, DJ Newstyle, featuring special guest Germ Freak, who will sing even if he's uncomfortable, Tryptophan, The Humans, Terrible Tim, Come on down, look at some weird people, and ignore the neighbors, because we don't care. We'll be loud. They'll hate us. It'll be fun. Thank you.
That is the HearUsTalk.com. Big Labor Day party event, August 31st. You guys should come down to it.
I've got to be honest, man. This has been something that's been in the works. It's been planned. It's been psyched up. It's been something that's been set up for like a month and a half. That the day that Keith came up with the idea to do this, because this was Keith's brainchild to put together this Heroes Talk event, I was getting calls frantically about what needed to be done and practices and this, that, and the other immediately.
Really?
And I feel like since then, like, he's kind of been like, I don't want to say that he's gone dead on it. But it's just like we do a radio program week in and week out at where at least tens of people are hearing what we're doing. I would think that there would have been a little bit more promotion of this big promotion during these past couple of weeks. I feel like we've done a disservice in publicizing this event that is 2 weeks away now.
Two weeks away. Because what the hell are we doing there? What are we going to do? Are we just going to do the regular radio show? Are we going to do something big? Are we going to do something big? What are we going to do? Just sit there and
I had a great week this week.
Like, what are we going to do? We're going to do a sport? We're going to
quit the show, please.
We're going to do a basketball tournament?
No.
What are we going to do at this backyard?
We're doing the
we're not going to do it right here. We got to do something bigger. We got to make it big.
Okay, so what are we doing? What's your
exactly.
big idea?
Exactly. I came up with a couple ideas.
Okay, what do you got?
All right. Ass eating contest. One. Two.
No, I'm doing that on Mini Evenings with Jay Miller.
No. I'm being serious. We haven't come up with any ideas for the show. That's why I think it's going a little south.
I don't know. The plan was not to make some big, shocking, crazy. It's to do a live event that was going to be was just going to be best in show.
Yeah, of course. But with a live event, a little something extra comes with a live event.
Oh, how about DJ New Style's playing? Oh, how about the Church of Man Love is playing? Oh, how about the Headlocks? Oh, how about Tryptophan? Oh, how about Terrible Tim? How about all these amazing
I'm
things?
I'm concerned about our show.
Shut your mouth. I'm in the middle of a tirade
right
here.
I'm a tirade too.
Okay. How about the fact that I've convinced, or maybe have convinced a girl, a Barbara, from Pal Talk fame,
okay,
that maybe she's going to have a bikini walk-off against me at the show. Maybe
this
that's
is what I like
there.
To hear.
Maybe there were all
this
things
This is what
there.
I like to hear. This is what I want.
I don't think that she's really committed to it, but still.
Come on, what bigger thing are we doing?
If
than
you're
going to
ask
this?
A question without an answer, I'm going to throw something at you.
Listen, I say we do a sports tournament. We do something visual to satisfy the not only the listeners but the watchers of the show. We're going to have people watching
us. The two hour music concert with barbecue after it isn't sufficient for you.
Are we going to be on during that time, or is that going? Or are we just going to be off? What's happening? I don't even know what's happening.
You shouldn't talk. You shouldn't talk.
Are we on for 2 hours or 6 hours?
Three.
We're on for 3 hours.
We're doing 11 to 2 Sunday.
Oh, we're not going to do throughout the whole show?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
So we're going to be in there in the beginning. People are going to start showing up, and they're going to be able to sort of see us. We're going to be talking. Yeah, we're going to be like
fun. Sounds like real fun.
Don't interacting come. With our
Please,
listeners. Finally, they'll be able to get
do me and our listeners a favor. Don't come.
Are you being serious?
No.
I would love it. I would love not to come.
So don't come if you don't want to come.
But
that's
I think,
really what you want.
I think we've promoted the show. I don't want to talk about it every week like we talked about the Rock the Harbor thing and it went on and on. I mean, now as it's getting closer, we can. But I think we've discussed it every week. We've let people know. I don't think...
It's just going to be a regular radio show at a different person's house with
way to sell it.
But it's not going to be regular. I mean, it's going to be outdoors. You know, we're going to have some other things to be talking about. Chris and I will probably like punch each other. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, there's a punch for punch contest between Brian and Chris?
There's going to be excitement. I promise excitement. How about that? If you come, Fred, I promise excitement for you.
How about our buddies DJ New Style and Germ Freak will be on our program if they get there early enough. How about things like that?
That's the only thing I'm looking forward to.
How about there was going to be...
Going is the key word.
I want to smash you because you're not letting words come out of a mouth before you're being...
You just said going. Go ahead.
Am I allowed now?
You're allowed.
I have permission?
Go.
Mother, may I?
Going ahead.
There was going to be a mixed martial arts fight that was going to happen in this backyard as well. between two people that no one that listens to our show knows. And then this week, the guy who's 100 pounds heavier than the other competitor backed out because he's afraid to get beat up by a little guy. So I don't know what to do.
Wow. Who were the two guys?
People that no one knows.
Skinny and karate.
This is so exciting. Chris, this is so exciting.
Vito's offering to come here with his Joker shirt on right now for those of you that heard about Vito's firing people with his Joker shirt on.
I'll fight Vito. Fight Vito next week to make it interesting.
It's going to be a big party. It's going to be a big event. You don't have to be there. You should be there, but you don't have to be there because the whole thing will be streamed. HearUsTalk.com. I believe if you click video that day, you're going to get a big surprise. I believe you're going to be watching our show anyway, so you're just going to leave it on then at that
surprise.
Point.
Surprise. And you're going to get a... It won't be that surprising. We just told them about it.
Who do you think? I ruined the surprise. I'm sorry.
Who's going to commit the first party foul between the four of us?
Brian
or Chris? Well, you know, a party foul. Spilling a drink.
Brian.
You know, cursing, making some reference that is very... You know, not suitable for, you know, public hearing. Who do you think is going to really make a fool of themselves first? Between us four, is it going to be Brian, Chris, Keith, or Fred? Who do you think?
I'm going to look around the room because I know it's not going to be me. I'm a gentleman, scholar, no. And I would never do anything inappropriate.
I actually have my money on you, Chris.
You're about to lose your money. Call really? Monty. See if his bookie will take will take action on this because there's no way in the world. I'm a gentleman. The faux pas is I might wear a thong if this bikini walk-off happens. That would be the party faux pas. And that, I don't know, maybe would be a good thing.
My money is on whiskey-chugging Brian.
Brian makes the first party foul?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, if you want to experience that, you're going to have to come down and watch because I'm not going to start drinking until maybe halfway through. I want to try to stay semi-sober for the whole radio experience. So come on down and share the embarrassment with me afterwards.
I am excited for... The Labor Day show.
Yeah,
I really
it sounded like it.
I really am.
It sounded like you were really thrilled about it.
Because I know that you are going to make a fool of yourself, Chris, and I know Brian is going to be close on your tail. Keith, you're going to be a gentleman because you're actually throwing the party.
I'm always a gentleman.
No, that's not true.
No, I'm always a gentleman. When was I ever not a gentleman?
The last time you were at that party, you were there were stories about you talking down at pretty much every other person that was there and...
No, that was Vanessa I was talking to. So that doesn't count.
Oh, that was inside? I'm sorry.
No. We talked about that on the show. I'll talk about you people, but I won't let you hear it. It'll be fine. It'll be good stuff.
Good stuff. Exciting. Best in show. Hear Us Talk. DJ New Style. Live. August 31st. 72 Hannah Street. Come down and enjoy it. Regardless of what Fred says, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. Speaking of what Fred says, what do you got?
So, last week I was listening to the show. Bricks was...
No, that's a lie.
I was.
You didn't listen to the show. Your wife told you what happened.
Ask Rob Giggs if I wasn't on a Hear Us Talk during the show. See, I was.
I didn't hear you,
so I knew that you were...
His enemy wasn't here, so he decided to listen to the show.
I'm everyone's enemy, obviously.
So I'm emailing Bricks Avalon, because I know he lives in Colorado, and I was asking him about a certain story that was coming out of Colorado about two races that were mating with each other in Colorado. Mexicans and Irish people. And they call themselves Leprechaunos. Irish and Mexican people that are mating together. And that's the new race they're calling themselves, Leprechaunos, which I think is amazing. More power to you.
But Irish people aren't called leprechauns.
No, but I know, but this is...
Why would they do this to themselves?
And Mexicans aren't Ianos either.
But that just got me thinking about a whole different thing, like just races mating with you.
Like, wouldn't it make more sense like Mexicanos instead, as opposed to Leprechaunos?
Let me think.
Yeah, Mexicanos.
Drunk Canos? But what would be this... Why is mating between races so taboo? Because we have the black and the white people mating, and they call them... What do they call the blacks and the whites mating?
Mulatto? Cats and dogs living together.
Mulatto. I heard octoroon.
You're being insane.
That is a racist term.
No.
Isn't that...
Stop. Stop talking crazy. An octoroon is a person that is 7/8 Caucasian, 1/8. And the eighth is where the octa comes from. That's what an octoroon is.
I've never heard that before.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But why is it so taboo that races, that these races are mating? And what could be some new terms for different styles of races mating?
You know, first of all, is Irish a race? Is Mexican a race?
Well, they're called, you know, different, yeah.
Well, what are they?
Oh, ethnicities. Yeah.
Sorry.
Or different ethnicities. I shouldn't say races. Ethnicities.
Geographical
You're
location,
right.
Really. I mean, there's Caucasian, there's Asian, there's African. I mean, what races are
there's other too.
Basically, Latino, I guess, is what you're saying. Race isn't. I mean.
I think what Fred is looking for is he's looking for funny ways to mix ethnicity names so we could have some fun with it.
No one?
Have you come
no,
up with
No, no. We're going to just... What we're going to do for our show today is someone's going to bring something up and someone else is going to sandbag a bit.
Exactly.
We're going to do it twice in a row now. Let's see if we can do it three times in a row. What do you got next, Fred?
No. Do you have any names?
Me? Brian, are you pimping me out? I got a name for you. Fatty.
All right.
A fatty humo. Well, I'm three quarters Italian. I'm one quarter Irish. I'm an Irishman's dream. He banged an Italian girl.
Whoa. What the hell was that sentence even?
I don't know.
All right, so what am I? I'm Greek, Polish, and Irish.
The gypsy? The gypsy.
An effing mutt?
Well, I'm Irish and German.
So no one's going to come up with names. We're just going to say what we are.
Well, Irish and German would
Der
be
Mick.
A Mick Kraut, I would thought. A Mick Kraut.
That
Let
sounds
me
delicious.
Tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend.
Kraut Mick, yeah. A Mick Kraut sounds great. It sounds like a little sandwich that you get at McDonald's. It's delicious.
My wife is Czechoslovakian, Hungarian, Irish, and Italian. So I'm going to call her.
Gross.
I don't know. I can't come up with it. Do you have Fred? Let me ask you something. Let me pull the curtain back a little bit.
Word.
You proposed this idea to us. What other names can we come up with?
Corned beef and enchiladas is being thrown out in the chat room.
Do you have any names? Have you come up with any names for mixes of? You don't, do you?
I've got to be honest. Doing it with our buddy Brex Avalon with the corned beef and enchiladas, doing it in a food route is terrific.
Would be pretty funny, right?
What's Irish food?
Like corned beef, cabbage,
or cabbage
beer.
So cabbage parmesan is what I am. I'm cabbage parmesan. Sounds delicious. What are you?
Irish, Greek, and Polish.
What's Polish food? Oh, kielbasa, I guess. So Irish,
pierogies.
Greek. Oh my god! Like a kielbasa and cabbage
gyro.
Exactly.
I'm,
you?
With a I'm Irish and German, so I would be a beer Hitler.
See?
What's Brian?
It really doesn't work for me because I'm pretty much just Irish.
Drunk.
So
you're abusive.
I just don't even understand. You know, hey, do me a favor. Take a deep breath. But no, stop for a second. Take a deep breath. So, Brian, what do you want to talk about?
Wow. Right under the train on that one. Okay, I got something. It's summertime here in the city, and people are walking around.
In the summer.
And people are walking around in various states of disrobing. I don't know if you guys have noticed it or not, but it's kind of weird.
Are you doing train tails again? Is that what this is?
No, I'm not doing any train tails. I'm sorry. But I see it everywhere in the city. It's kind of crazy to me. The whole like flip-flop explosion and the sandals and stuff like that everywhere, people are basically just walking around with naked feet on the street everywhere. And it got me thinking, like if you're a foot fetish guy, summertime in the city must be like... Softcore porn. It really must be. It must be like Cinemax After Dark kind of thing. Because girls are painting up their toes and they're looking all pretty and everything like that. And people are like accidentally touching their toes next to each other.
I tried to show Brian that I was wearing flip-flops under the table, and he decided to start rubbing his foot up against mine. I don't know why.
Brian touched a person?
Yeah, I know. It was weird. Well, he was wearing socks, though. Yeah.
It's crazy, because it's basically like, I guess people recognize foot fetishism as like a real thing. So there's people who are out there who are actually turned on.
Snapping pictures of feet and whatnot, trying, you know, holding their camera, phone downwards, and
it'd be like people walking around without their shirts off.
But what when you say softcore foot fetish porn, is there a hardcore foot fetish? Like, the most people with a foot fetish like to watch, like, foot jobs being given and stuff like that?
I would assume foot jobs or toes in
places,
parts.
Insertion and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm just talking about just naked feet hanging out, you know? Like, mm-hmm. You're at the grocery store, and if you've got a foot fetish, a girl walks in, you're standing in line, the girl's wearing sandals in front of you. Aren't you kind of like...
But that's why it's softcore, is what Keith's point is, because you're not seeing a foot jerk something, or you're not seeing a foot insert
right,
someplace.
Right.
So it's softcore versus hardcore.
But I'm thinking, like, if there was a girl in front of me without a shirt on, standing in line, it would be a pretty big deal. You know what I'm saying? And I thought it was kind of... I just think it's weird that we're allowed to walk around barefoot in the city. Basically.
How about our buddy Wayne from SmokingHunks.com? Guys are allowed to walk around smoking cigarettes all day. He doesn't whip it out in the street and start jacking it immediately.
I guess. That strikes me as a relatively bizarre fetish, or at least not a large population of people doing it. This foot fetish thing, like, people are actually, there's a lot of
how
people
many?
Turned on by feet. I don't know. I guess
percentage.
I should have done the research.
I think 13.5% of the East Coast is a foot fetishist.
Yeah, see, that's hardly not. Worth, that's, you know what, smoking fetish, 14%. So it's irrelevant.
I think it's 13.75%, but he still wins.
He wins. Well, we round it up.
What about smoking with feet?
Oh my god! I used to be able. No,
smokingtoes.com.
Putting your cigarette out in someone's foot.
You know, when you say that, it reminds me of. Let me ask you guys something. Do you like? And I don't want to sound like the guy that's, you know, the liar that's trying to, you know, appeal to the girls. But don't you think?
Whoa! I gotta stop you, because Vanessa was approached to do foot fetish movies of the squash variety.
What's the squash?
This is in the Hero Stock Chat. Do you know what squash variety is? Her stepping on snails and earthworms and stuff, like murder annelid style. Like, I'm blown away. I'm blown away that exists, that there's actually movies of girls smashing worms with their feet.
It's like snuff films. That's what it is.
That
sounds gross.
Oh, my God. And crushfetishtube.com is apparently a website.
I'm looking at pictures of girls smashing snails and what was the other thing they were
Vanessa
crushing?
Vanessa, worms. Vanessa, why wouldn't you do that?
But how bizarre. Like, obviously, a person looking at that is really down with the feet.
She stomps helpless sea snails mercilessly.
Oh. That's horrible.
You know what? I've always said that if you're not, well, I guess this is hurting something. I've always said that as long as, you know, no one's getting hurt, I don't care what anyone's sexual preference is. I think people that are into this should be killed.
What?
Killed?
Stop it.
I think they should have I jerk off to snail crushing tattooed on their forehead.
They're maiming animals.
If that's what you want, they're not animals.
What if they were dogs? What if somebody was crushing a dog?
There's some violent thing in there. There's some violent...
What's the difference between the seahorse and a dog?
And a shrimp.
About 70 to 80 pounds, and one's a bug.
Oh, come on.
I think there's some violent streak in the person.
If a cockroach is in your house, what do you do?
Pick it up on a cardboard piece of paper and I throw it outside.
Liar.
Oh, cockroach, really?
Yeah.
Those I kill. Everything else I pick
usually
up.
Usually my cats kill them before I get to them, but if I see a bug, I try to get them out of the window.
I take my feet off and I smash it with my bare toes.
And I watch Brian do that. But what I was saying earlier...
What Vanessa's saying is, the way it was explained to her by the producer of the films, guys like to imagine themselves as the bug getting squished by the feet. Oh. Grotesque.
It's just... I guess it weirds me out a little bit that people are turned on by feet, and it weirds me out even more that people are walking around in full knowledge that people are being turned on by their feet,
but what
having the balls to have naked feet in front of them.
What I was starting to say earlier is when you see girls, when I see girls dressed like barely, like, you know, legal, dressed as minimal as they legally can, I think it kind of looks stupid. I don't know, and like I said, I mean, I'll go on the internet or whatever and look at all the naked girls in the world, but like, I just think they kind of like, I know, isn't there like,
By stupid, do you mean awesome?
All right.
I think silly. I think they look silly. I think it's almost better if they're a little more covered up.
I don't know if this is like a new fashion thing or what's going on, but I've now seen my third time this particular summer and never before, a girl wearing like the wide gauge or the low gauge mesh shirts, you know, the mesh with like the really big holes, wearing just that and no bra. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Like, how do they walk out of their
the
house and look at that and go like, okay, yeah, that floats. Like, literally, you could see their entire full nipplage, like everything.
I thought we were done talking about my mom when we did that whole moving thing earlier. I didn't think we were going to talk about that again.
No, but it's like the mesh that I'm talking about is like the sports mesh, like when you're running track or in, you know, football in high school or something. You wear that. They're walking around with that kind of thing.
Bricks is pointing out he loves when they get mesh tans. Yeah, I don't
crazy.
Know.
Crazy. That's the third one I've seen this winter.
And you know what? He just brought up something else since this has just turned into people I have a problem with. Not only the naked girls, but what is the deal? I mean, it's 2008. Can we stop with the tanning salons already? Can we stop?
But in 2004, tanning salons weren't that big a deal, were they?
They've been
really?
To the people that get tans, they've been a big deal, always the same deal.
But no, what's always? When did tanning salons come into existence? You're saying it's 2008, like they've been around since like the 40s.
I'm thinking the 80s.
It's 2008, trying to blacken your skin, and you look stupid.
But then that's tanning in general. That shouldn't just be tanning salons.
Okay, tanning in general, but just the fact that the salons, because people are actually going out and paying high amounts of money to get this tan, to look stupid, basically.
People who are darker are more attractive.
You honestly think that somebody that makes their skin turn brown like leather and it looks completely unnatural is more attractive than if they just let their skin stay the way it was?
No, they need to temper it. Brown, not brown like leather. Yeah, I think a darker skin is more attractive than a lighter skin. Yes, I do.
In our
culture. I'm not a tanner, obviously. I don't go to tanning salons. But to say that someone with golden dark skin is not more attractive than someone that has loose leaf colored skin is silly talk.
I think it's silly for you to say that that's just basically the way it... All right, so your preference is basically what everyone prescribes to. There's no one that thinks paler skin is more attractive.
Right? No, I'm not saying there's no one that does. I'm just saying, but it's not... But to say that to be darker is bad, and people that want to be darker is crazy, I think that's a fairly common conception, that darker skin is more attractive skin.
In our current culture, that seems to be the truth, and in most like Western cultures as well, it suggests, I guess, that you can vacation, that you go out to a sunny place, and you're able to like have a tan, and for that reason, you're more attractive.
But I think there's also people. I'm sorry, Fred. I think there's also people that prefer pale skin. So the fact that there's not paling booths, you know, like I mean,
there is.
Although there are skin lightening products,
lighten your skin.
But it's a natural thing for the human skin to get darker, depending on the melanin, because of the skin I'm in. What?
See,
I'm not allowed to do J. Rue the Damager jokes to myself.
See, I think that's what's weird to me. I don't think it looks natural. I understand the skin naturally gets darker.
It's not what it looks like. It is natural. If a person is out in the sun, they will get darker.
But if a person's inside all the time, they won't. Right?
Of course.
I personally prefer pale skin. I like pale skin. And I'm a little turned off by people who get tans, even like light tans and stuff. But that's definitely in the minority. But not too long ago, I mean, I guess a little while ago, a couple centuries ago, it used to be that most...
If you were outside getting a tan, you were a slave. And if you were inside pale, you were one of the elite.
And for that reason, people, men and women, were lightening up their skin with all kinds of like makeup and powder and stuff like that.
And at that time, if you were fatter, it was more attractive because it meant that your family made more money and you could afford to eat a lot. And it was a sign of indulgence and showing that your ability... It's physical attractiveness, of course, obviously, is based on a person-by-person basis, whether it's worms smashing under your feet, whether it's pale skin, whether it's dark skin, whether it's ass-eating, no matter what, it's a matter of presence.
But I think there's a lot of it that is culture-based. I mean, that's where why you maybe think that tanner bodies are more attractive, because you're living in amongst a culture that has pretty much defined that as attractive. We're flooded with images in our magazines and TVs and so on and so forth that says this is attractive. And most people fall for
it. I think it looks good. I just think it looks good. It's not a, I mean, whatever, I suppose, subconsciously, it's possible. I will not overrule the possibility that there's some sort of hypnotizing of me that has happened, or, you know, or programming of me without my knowing. But I just think that darker skin looks nicer.
Chris, you're the tall, dark, and handsome type. That's who you look for.
No, well, and a dude, I like a dude to be white, short, and pudgy.
You like,
that's what I'm going for. By the way, Giggs has been trying to get me to say it, and he had to just punch it in the chat room himself. He loves when a chick is all tan and her boobs are all white because she wears a bikini.
I was going to ask that. Are you into tan lines? Like, you like the girl who's tan, but do you like the not do you like it to show?
Keith is like, oh yeah, he's got a tan down his pants.
Yeah, I almost started drooling there.
You that like
is
that?
That is pretty attractive, I'll admit.
I don't. I like white. I like a very pale woman or man. Really, whatever. As long as they're white.
So you like the tan lines, Keith? Really?
Yeah,
what turned you like, on about that, though? The different
nobody else. When the sun was shining on her, she had clothes there. Oh.
That is kind of silly.
The rest of no one else could see this, but now I can see it. That's probably where
that's
it comes
the bit
from.
That's the bit that she covers up because it's so private to her. Mm-hmm. When she's exposing everything to the sun, we're seeing the bit that is so private.
Nice.
I can see that.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Vito in the chat room is asking, do you find a tan attractive? I don't know who he's asking.
Yeah. From the opposite sex? From, like, guys? Like, do you think guys are more attractive if they have a tan, Chris?
Yes. Really? I think that no matter what the sex is, I think that darker skin is more attractive.
Fag.
No, right. I don't think so. So why don't you marry a black lady? Like, do you think, like, black skin is more attractive? Are you into ebony girls?
I married my wife because I love her with my heart and soul.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
you asked why I didn't marry a black woman.
Are you more attracted to black woman than white woman?
No.
Really?
Yes. Golden brown skin is more attractive than pale white skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to pigeonhole us. As Rob Giggs is showing his golden brown arms to me, maybe I got something going.
Sexy man.
Yeah, I think brown skin is more attractive than I don't like pale skin.
Mm-hmm.
I find pale skin kind of unattractive. That's me.
It's crazy,
bro. You lifting or tanning later?
I'm not going tan. I'm just going to spray tan from home.
From home, like it's a remote broadcast or something.
Spray tan washes off, right? Like you take a shower and it's gone.
Does it? I think it stays a little.
Guys,
bit.
I want to stop everything. I want to stop everything right now. I want to stop everything right now. Fred, you wanted something big for the Labor Day bash.
I sure do.
Oh my god.
On the when I go to the bank on Highland Boulevard, as I go through the drive-thru of the Commerce Bank, right in front of me, there's a tanning salon that in the window advertises the darkest tan possible.
I'll pay for it. I will pay for it.
Who's
with me?
How is it done? Tanning lamps? Because I think Brian and I will die. Probably,
I think.
Oh no! I was thinking we have Chris do it. No,
I think it's a spray. I think it's a spray on.
If it's a spray, I'll do it.
I think, but the thing is, they don't wash off immediately. It takes a couple of weeks for it to wash off.
Couple weeks.
So I'll be hot for a couple of days. What am I going to do?
We all go. We all go get a damn tan. I would love it. I'll do it.
Did you get what you wanted?
Tan
you got
Brian.
Your
labor.
You got
Brian.
Your Labor Day. Event.
I can't do this.
Tan
really?
Brian going to work. I owe you guys because I didn't grow my hair.
Done and done.
I'm doing it. Definitely.
And done. So let's say maybe the day before, like let's go August 30th, so we get the optimum darkness for our show.
Keith is going to look the most crazy with
I
the
think
bald
Brian,
head.
Brian will look pretty ridiculous.
Dude, I don't know if I can do this. I guess.
Oh my God. Vito suggested that Brian, in addition to spray tanning, gray your hair.
You know, if I've got to walk into work with a spray tan, I might as well do the hair. You know what I mean? Because it's going to. How am I going to.
What are you gonna lighten your hair? You gonna dye it? You gonna like sun in?
I was. You weren't here last week. I was talking last week about gray, like dyeing my hair gray. But I didn't want to do it because it would look weird at work. I'm gonna walk in with the. I'm gonna walk in as a black man.
Producer of the Stars, Rob Giggs. Do me a favor. Find out how much something like this costs. Is it very expensive? Does anyone know?
The darkest spray tan. $40 It's the darkest though.
Let's call him.
The darkest tan on Staten Island.
Let's call online. Let's call online.
You think it's a good idea?
You
think it's a good idea putting a business on the air? I don't know. I don't know. If that's the best idea to get it to.
Put in a business. Why not? If they love this,
you know they're connected.
Mo, I don't want to. You know who I know. You know who I'm with.
It's going to end up being like the the ridiculous orange looking.
Of course it is, Bri.
Don't mess with them. Just legitimately ask them.
Yeah, let me do the talking. Let me do the talking. Don't be crazy. I don't know the name of the place. I just know that they're right off of Burger Avenue. Just look up darkest tan on Staten Island. see if that comes up.
I'm gonna miss this guy.
God.
Keith will look like I don't know what he's going to look
Can
like.
Can I just tell you, this is an idea. Before this conversation came, this was an idea that as I was sitting, because whenever I go to the bank, like as you're sitting in the drive-thru, I'm looking at this sign. I'm like, wow, we should do that. And every time that I say it, like, wow, that'd be funny for the show, all I think is, there's no way I'm bringing this up on the show because I don't want to do this. I don't want to walk around.
I was thinking we were just going to make you do it. I'm trying to come to terms.
It's funny when it's someone else. It's not really so funny when it's you, which is why we're all going to do it. Why we're all going to be chocolate.
Well, fortunately for you, Chris, you're going to look the most normal out of everybody.
The darkest tan on Staten Island, bro. I want to look like I want the Montel Williams. You know, I want to be. I want to look. I'm trying to think. Like what? I want like a thick mocha.
Isaac Hayes.
Dead? You want me to look dead?
I'm going
to
be the new Bernie Mac.
Brian or Keith? I don't know who's going to look weirder. I'm saying Keith is going to look the most weird with this.
I think Keith looks more normal.
Well, I think with my hair and everything, I'm just going to look Keith, weird.
And I'm even taking myself out of this. I'm going to look like an idiot.
Keith's freckles, man. Does a dark spray on tan cover up freckles?
No
these are
way.
All questions. I got to get these questions.
No, a dark
this.
Spray does not cover up freckles, I don't think. I think your freckles are still darker than the actual skin color. So his freckles are going to get darker than his regular skin. He's going to look like he has a high top fade up in there. Jeez. Yeah, wow. You with the.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it's on Evergreen. The place is on Evergreen, I think, is the block. It's one block after Burger.
Airbrush.
Airbrush, yeah. I want do a palm tree on my shoes when you're done painting my body.
What am I, a Mazda or a human being? They're gonna airbrush me.
I watched someone do it.
Bronze?
I watched
naturally
someone do it.
Bronze.
Oh, it's natural then. Cool.
I watched someone do it on a TV show, and it looks like they're airbrushing you.
Yeah,
it
Ross
looks
did
like
it
they're
on Friends.
Calling them. We're dialing them up.
Oh, God.
I need to know all about this. We need to talk about this. This is very exciting.
Say that you're real white and Irish. Say your name is Keith.
No, I'm gonna be honest with him. I guess we're gonna put their numbers on the air.
Please don't be honest.
Beep boop boop beep boop boop beep boop boop boop. Canadian Page is saying we can only hope that Brian will look like George Hamilton.
Oh God.
Be anything than honest.
They might not be open on Sunday.
They're open.
I don't hear it ringing.
They're open.
There we go. Hello.
Naturally wrong.
Hey, how are you today? Hello?
Hey. Yes.
Hey, I go to the bank across the street from you, and I see the advertisement in your window all the time about how you do the darkest tan possible. And I've got to be a little bit honest. I'm a little bit naive to the whole spray tanning thing, but I'm kind of a little bit excited to take it on. I was wondering if you had a couple of minutes to talk to me about this before I went to do anything with you.
Sure.
Okay. First of all, is this something I could just walk in and get done, or do I actually have to make an appointment in advance?
I take appointments.
Okay. About how far in advance would you have to book an appointment?
Oh, usually just a day.
Okay. Perfect. If I had like a group of five guys that wanted to get the same darkest tan possible done, would that be something we do a day in advance, or do you need to know longer than that?
Well, five probably. Well, it depends. Like Thursday and Friday are my very busy days. So if you wanted it on a Thursday or a Friday, you would probably have to book it at least a couple of days in advance.
Okay. So could you do it on a Saturday? Are you open Saturdays?
Yes, Saturday. Oh, yeah, definitely. I usually work Wednesday through Saturday. Those are my busy days.
Okay, yeah, I think I want to get five chocolatey fellas done on a Saturday morning. I wanted to actually talk, if I could, a little bit. Well, first of all, what does the darkest tan on Staten Island run me?
Well, if you want, if you have just 1 second, sir. Hold on.
Sure.
I normally charge $38 for one session.
Okay.
Okay, but I would give you guys a 20% discount if you came in with five.
I'm going to come in with five. I'm going to come in with five guys. We're going to get all... And how dark are we talking? How dark are
you
we...
I can make you extremely dark or I can make you a little dark. It depends. I have to look at your skin tone.
We want to get as dark as possible. And mind you, this is coming from five guys that have never done the spray tan thing before, never done anything like this, but we want to get as dark as possible. I don't think you're actually going to make us look like asphalt, but I want to know how dark we can get.
Well, do you guys go tanning?
Nope.
Okay, so you don't go tan.
Totally pale skinned. Well, five dudes, of the five of us, three of us are pretty pale skinned, two of us are Italian guys, so we have a little bit of color, but not much.
Okay. All right. So now everybody is individual, okay? It depends on your skin tone. I need to see the skin tones before I can even say how intense you're going to be, because if you're lighter, mm-hmm. I can't use the same intensity on somebody that would be Italian. Like an Irish guy, an Italian guy, the intensity that I spray would be a little bit different. Now, the end result might be close, but the Italian guy is always going to be darker than the Irish guy.
It's usually the way it works.
If
I had a guy, like, let's say a guy whose skin, I'm saying like really, really pale skin, like almost like, I don't want to say that he's like the color of loose leaf, he's not pure white, but someone who's really, really light, how dark could you mm-hmm. get him, would you say? I don't know, and I apologize if I'm distracting you from your regular day's activities. This is an exciting thing for me and my friends. We actually do a radio program, and we're actually doing this for the radio show. I think it'd be a very exciting thing for us to get this dark color.
What radio show? What radio program do you work on?
It's actually an internet radio program called Best in Show. You can check out our website over at bestinshowradio.com. It's very, very exciting stuff that we're going to be doing.
Now, do all the guys live on Staten Island?
Most of us do. One is from Brooklyn, but he'll be coming to the island, so no problem to do at all.
Okay, no problem. Well, I mean, I could make... Well, see, I have... My solution, okay, is very dark. Now, I have drops, additive drops, that could make it... I could make, like the sign says, I could make you darker than any tanning salon would possibly be able to get you.
That's what we're looking for.
The only thing you have to worry about is sometimes if your skin is very fair and overnight you switch to extremely dark... it may not look, you know, so natural, and you don't want anybody, like, pointing a finger at you saying, like, oh, my God, that looks stupid. You know?
Oh, yeah, like you're walking around in blackface or something. Yeah, no, that's not something we're looking
for. Well, I mean, not black. I mean, it would be, it's extremely brown. Like, you know, if you were in the islands for a week, that's how dark I could make you.
Wow. I like that look. That's what I think we want to go for. I think it's an attractive.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that. Now, are you doing it for an event or something? Or
yeah, there's a barbecue. We all just want to kind of look good for this barbecue event that we're doing. Okay. It's kind of like a meet and greet with some of our fans. So we just want to look like we're golden brown and kind of nice.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you guys wear cream colored or white shorts and white shirt, I mean, you guys will look
phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Phenomenal. That's what I'm looking for. Here's the next question. If I, like I said, and I hope I'm not distracting you if you have a couple of more minutes. How long does the what's the maintenance on something like this? How long does it last?
The summertime, it's usually like 4 or 5 days it'll last. In the winter, you'll get about a week out of it because we don't sweat as much.
Oh, see, yeah. See, I had no idea it was that short a period of time. I didn't realize that. And, like, am I supposed to, like, not bathe or something like that? Or, I mean, it's just regular?
Well, no. I mean, you have to use a very mild soap, like a Dove or something like that. You can't scrub. You just basically have to use your hands to wash very gently.
Oh, really? Oh, well, otherwise the color will come off.
It's not like it'll hurt. No, it's going to come off with every shower, but if you treat it very gently, it lasts a little bit longer. Also, if you moisturize, that would help. Now, you know, a lot of my clients are female, and they're into moisturizing. Right. I tell the guys the same thing, like moisturizing will seal it in and make it last a little bit longer.
All right, that's duly noted. I'm gonna we'll go get lotions and everything and make sure it's nice. What time do you open on the weekends, on a Saturday? How early can we come in? Because I want to try and enjoy a lot of this.
Okay, now do you have the event on a Saturday or a Sunday?
The event is on a Sunday. We would come to you on a Saturday. We'd come the day before to get ourselves, you know, nice.
Right. Okay. And when is the day of your event?
It's going to be August 31st. It's a big,
okay,
big.
So you would want to come in on the 30th.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big Labor Day bash. If you know anyone that's interested, come on down to 72 Hannah Street. It's going
to
be an exciting.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me all about it when you come in.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll bring flyers maybe and leave them at the place if that's all right with you.
Absolutely can. Yeah,
fantastic.
Absolutely can.
Fantastic.
Okay, now, do you want to talk to your friends and everything and get back to me, or would you like to set something up?
No, let's book it. Let's book it right now.
Okay, hold on one second.
Perfect.
Because I'm driving in the car right now. Just give me one second, because I'm not, obviously, you know, I'm not open today. What kind of car is it driving? Okay, just give me one second.
Sure. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm going to get brown. It's going to be great. So excited about how brown I'm going to get. So dark. Dark as night. I'm very excited about this whole thing. This is just a great.
Okay.
This is so exciting.
All right. All right. I'm with you. Now, we're talking Saturday the 30th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, this is what I recommend. I recommend coming sometime a little bit later in the day, because then you can have this overnight and you can shower on Sunday morning, and that would be perfect because the day after the tan is when it looks the most intense. Like after one shower, that's when you're going to be the darkest.
Awesome. The best part about this is, as part of the radio promotion that we're doing, I'm actually supposed to be in a bikini competition that I'm actually going to be posing. So I'll be really excited about how I'm going to look all crimson. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, I would recommend for you guys like later, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, if
perfect.
You can get everybody together at that time.
Okay. Actually, what should we be bringing with us as far as clothing wise? Like, is this done nude, or do we wear like Speedos
it
or something?
Be, I mean, it can be. You know, you can wear your underwear or nude. I mean, whatever you guys.
What do you prefer? Because I'm sure that's you know.
Oh, I don't prefer. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay, and again, I'm not saying that. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I just don't know what the etiquette is for this. I don't know if I'm supposed to show up naked or do we.
Well, I mean, it depends if you want a tan line. If you don't, then you can do it that way. I mean, it's up to the individual. There's no rhyme or reason to that.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Cool. Something to think about. Something to figure out how we're going to do stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can decide. You know, either before or after. It really doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of guys go in boxers and you know the small underwear. You know, that's the norm for the guys.
That's where I'll be going. I think very the smaller underwear the better. And but basically,
yeah,
exactly. you'll spray around whatever we leave on.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, so if someone, okay, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you on the whole thing. This is going to be exciting. Okay, excellent. So what's later for five guys? What's how late in the day to get us all?
I would say like 5 o'clock, something like that. And then this way here, you'll sleep on the tan and shower in the morning of the day of your event on the 31st.
Great. Okay, so let's set up five guys.
Okay, so we're gonna put you in for 5 p.m. Now I need first names of everybody. We'll start with you.
Okay, first names. My name is Chris.
Okay, Chris. Okay, next guy.
Next guy is Keith.
Keith, okay.
Okay. Next guy is Brian.
Brian, okay.
And then we got Rob.
Rob, okay.
And then we got Freddie.
Okay.
The other another concern that I actually had is my friend Keith, who I'm booking this for. He's a really freckly guy. Does the tanning cover up the freckles, or will it kind of like blend in with them? How does that look exactly?
It kind of blends. I mean, I have a lot of freckles myself. I'm Italian, but I have a lot of freckles. It just kind of blends in.
Nice. Oh, chocolate. I'm very excited. I'm unbelievably excited about the. Should we be shaving or anything like that before time?
Yeah, definitely shave. Yeah, shave before you come in. Definitely.
Okay, whole body.
Well, if you do, yeah. I mean, that's up to you. I mean, you know, that's...
Well, no, I don't... I mean, I generally don't shave at all. I just want to know, like, is for the tan to take, like, should I shave my chest or something like that, or my legs or anything?
Well, if you're very hairy, I would buzz it. I mean, you don't necessarily have to shave it. I mean, you can buzz it, you know, down. Yeah, you know, something like that. You know, trim it, buzz it, or if you do shave, that's fine. You always want to shave your face before you come to me.
Okay. Okay, so definitely shave the face and the head and the arms, armpits.
It depends on, legs. On, like, what you guys normally would do. I mean, somebody who's very hairy, like a Greek guy, I mean, that's difficult. I always say, like, you know, you want to trim it a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I guess, I mean, the main thing is, I don't generally shave, but I didn't know if, like, the spray tan would, like, clump up on my hairs or something, like, on my legs or something like that.
It definitely wouldn't. No,
okay, so just my face is all I'm really concerned with, my face and head, I guess.
Yeah, you always want to shave, like I always tell the girls, like, shave their legs before, because, you know, you don't want to be causing friction the next day. I mean, that's why I'm telling you guys to come in a little bit later, like you could shave before you come to me, and then hopefully you won't have to shave the next day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And the only other question I have is now, will this affect my skin, like, as far as burning is concerned? It doesn't do anything to my hair. Like, if I go out in the sun, I'm still going to have to put, like, suntan lotion on?
Absolutely, yeah. It does not protect you from the sun. It has no SPF in it. It's a sugar, and you still have to use the same SPF.
Sweet. Awesome. Oh, it's sugar. There's actual sugar in it?
Yes, it's a sugar byproduct, absolutely. And when it hits your skin, it turns brown. It's amazing stuff.
Okay, well, the thing is, Freddie is actually diabetic. It's not a problem for a diabetic, no?
No. It doesn't get absorbed. It only lays on the top layer of the skin.
Awesome. I am so excited for this. I'm totally going to be hooking up with chicks because they love a dark guy. This is going to be fantastic.
Yes, they do. Now, Chris, can I have your cell phone number, please?
Sure. You can get me at 347.
Right.
Shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks.
Okay, very good. Okay, any other questions?
No, I think that's about it. Actually, considering we're doing this for the radio show, would you be opposed to us coming in there and actually videotaping while we actually did it? Would that be cool with you?
No, not at all.
Awesome. Then we're going to see you in 2 weeks.
Saturday the 30th, 5 p.m.
Excellent, buddy. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thing is, wait, you turned the... I muted in the Ustream room. I muted it in the Ustream room, but I didn't mute it in the Pal Talk room. So anybody that was listening in Pal Talk knows my cell phone number now.
Now that's a salesman. That's a salesman right there.
Actually, everyone that's in there already has my number. Oh, no. Space Edge got my cell phone. Damn it.
I was just saying, don't half these people have your cell phone number already anyway?
I'm excited. I'm excited about getting Golden Brown.
I am not excited, for the record.
Is that it? We saying goodnight? Thanks, everybody, for checking out Best in Show today. Thanks to our buddy Jay Miller. Mid-evenings with Jay Miller coming this Thursday. I'm not going to beat Danzig, by the way. It's just not going to happen.
I love that you let the first line happen. That's a good sign. You got to keep talking, but you don't actually talk over the part.
Of course, I wanted him to get out there. But in all seriousness, thanks to Jay for calling in today. Everybody should check out Mid-Evenings with Jay Miller. Go over to mytalkshow.blogspot.com. That's talk show, T-A-W-K. Who else?
Thanks to Vanessa, always, though.
Yeah.
August 31st.
What's that?
It's a big Labor Day event. It's going to be dark. It's going to be pretty damn dark. I really am so psyched right now for this.
Why don't you grow your hair for it?
No, I want to look good. Oh. I want to have the whole Yul Brynner thing going, you know?
Awesome.
I'm hooking up.
I'm totally getting some chicks.
We're going to hook up thanks to Naturally Bronze, Staten Island's darkest tan. We'll see you guys there. Labor Day event. We'll see you next week. Best in Show, Cocky Socks, Steamroller, Roll Over Your Face. See you guys on the radio.